Wednesday then, and you are very welcome. Very welcome indeed to the next 180 minutes of broadcasting that's being emitted from a transmitter on 97.3 frequency modulations a second. I'm John Holmes, sitting in once again, as I say, for Ian Lee. He's been detained this afternoon in a fight, and I expect just about now, you're wondering just what exciting and pie... exciting, as usual, I mean poor quality items I've got planned to shore up the gaps between now and 6:30 of actual PM. Well, like at a wedding today, we've got something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue. The old is the return of the mystery voice quiz. Details of that later. The new is a new phone-in game this afternoon, simply called Yes or No. Again, details later, but do call 0870 90 90 973 if you want to play that. The something borrowed is Joanne Webb from Travel's Pants. I'm wearing them. And the something blue is Steve Allen, who's slumped in the corner, hands cable tied behind his back and a plastic bag taped over his head. Don't worry, though, he does it to himself. He's like the Michael Hutchence of radio. Apart from all that, we've got the usual roundup of travel. All the action from the trains, buses, tubes, cars and bikes. We've got news live from the news and the hot, hot, fresh sound of the best adverts of today. I'll also bring you live updates of London's churches, of course, this afternoon, as and when we get them. Most importantly, of course, however, there's you. That's right, you. And you can call us right now on 0870 90 90 973. And lines are not only open now, but they're positively gagging for it, let me tell you that. So 0870 90 90 973 is the number. You will get through to Chris, who's standing by on the other side of the glass, trying to sober up in time enough to answer the telephone. 0870 90 90 973. Or you can text us, of course, this afternoon. Some texts are actually coming already, which is marvellous. But that's I'll get to those in a minute when I work out how to work the screen. That's 84850, though, if you want to text us, 84850. Or you can email, that's right, email on Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes at lbc.co.uk. Right, so, well, here's the thing. Last night... well, it wasn't really last night, it was yesterday afternoon, if I'm honest, about four o'clock, a friend of mine, you'll have heard him last week, actually, if you're listening to the show, you'll have heard, a friend of mine, son, one-year-old William Hurst. Yesterday, it was his first birthday, and we went out for, because it was his first birthday, and he'd been commentating on the tennis last week, and the football before that. You may have heard him on this very show doing that for us, but it was his first birthday, and we went to the pub with him, you know, get him started early, at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. And so that was fine, you know, all very well. I went out to pub, very lovely, pleasant afternoon, sun was shining. Little one-year-old William was wearing a Superman outfit. And he looked quite stupid, actually. But then he also had, got him a car, a nice push-along car, bought him that for his first birthday. All was very pleasant, all was fine, until I got home, when I discovered I'd left a window open. By accident, hot day, that's what I'd done. Now, luckily, on this occasion, let me tell you, nobody had broken in, but it was wide open, and I then, later that evening, read a survey in the paper that said that statistically the most robberies or burglaries in your house are done through idiots like me leaving your window open during the day or even at night when you're in. And I thought, well, you know, statistically, is that true? It's never happened to me. I've never left a window open and been burgled. Yesterday could have been the first time. But have you ever done that? And also, my main question really is, because I was thinking about it, and if it did happen and I got home or woke up and there was a burglar in my house, I think, all things considered, I would twat them. So, one of my questions to you is, have you ever, as a burglar, come into your house while you've been there, and did you twat them? Have you twatted a burglar? What did you do? Have you ever hit a burglar with, I don't know, a baseball bat or anything? Do you know anyone who has? What would you do if you met a burglar? That's, you know, just for some advice for me, really, because if I'd have got back and found one in my house, then, you know, what am I allowed to do to them now? Because the law keeps changing, as far as I can see. Louise from Barnsley, I might need some translation booklet. Have you got? Yeah. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I was just wondering if Chris had some translation equipment.
Yeah. Chris can understand me.
What?
Chris can understand me.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What?
Don't start winding me up again.
I'm not so, as if I would do that, Louis.
I was disappointed to hear you.
Were you? Many are, Louise, to be honest. I'm equally disappointed to hear you, if I'm honest. How are you? I'm just moving over here for a minute. I need to turn something up. That's better. How are you, anyway?
I'm fine, thank you. How
oh,
are
that's
you?
Too loud. Wait a minute. Hang on. Yeah, there we go. So, are you well?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Are you?
Well, yeah, not bad, actually. Apart from, I was just talking about my, I left my window open yesterday.
Oh.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, and it's upsetting.
Did you get burgled?
No.
No?
That's good.
Is that because you live in Barnsley and there's nothing worth stealing?
Yeah.
Is that why?
I found a tenner today.
Sorry, what?
I found £10 today.
You've put on £10?
No, I found £10. The money.
I see. I was going to say, how would you put on £10 in just one day? What did you eat?
Lots of chocolate, yeah.
Lots of chocolate. Are you a bit of a chocolate fan, Louise?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, do you? Yeah. Is that what... I mean, because in Barnsley, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was true that you just sort of gnawed on the bones of your relatives as they died. I thought that was... That was the thing to do, isn't it?
That's what you want to think.
Barnsley, is that not what happens?
Yeah.
No? Where did you find £10?
What?
What? Hey?
I found it when I was walking home from college.
What, just lying on the floor?
Yeah, and I looked around, I did that thing, I looked around.
Yeah.
And no one was looking, I just thought, well, no one obviously. I thought, I'm not leaving that for somebody else to find.
So you just, what, nicked it?
Okay. Who's going to claim it, though? How can you prove that?
You're supposed to take it to the police station. There's me talking about burglars.
Yeah,
and
but how
and that's exactly how what they, you are, it seems.
How can they prove, right, that
yeah.
it's their money?
Fingerprints.
Like, write the name on
DNA
it.
DNA evidence, Louise.
Yeah, but loads of people handle it, right, before it have got there, so how
yeah.
can they prove it? Because it could have been anybody's. Anybody that's had that tenor in the past.
I'll tell you how you tell. Right, this is how you tell. Do you know, statistically speaking, and this is true, I think, well, it must be, because I read it in a newspaper, and they don't tell lies, Louise, a high percentage, I think it's probably 100% now, of banknotes, right, have traces of cocaine on them.
That doesn't surprise.
That's true. Banknotes, when tested, often have, no, take that back, always have now, it seems, traces of cocaine on it.
That doesn't surprise me.
So if you were to test that, Louise, right, it probably also has some snot on it. I mean, little minute amounts, DNA-wise, right? And you could probably trace that, right, all the way back to Craig Charles.
Yeah,
probably. So that might be his.
Oh, wow. Well.
But so you're just, what are you going to spend it on? You've just pocketed it.
Yeah, I mean, I never find money before.
I've never found money?
No, I've never even found, like, a pound or anything like that.
Well, there's not much of it up there, is there?
No.
Not really?
Not since mine's closed, no.
Not since the mine's closed. Yeah, it's, I mean, and now, I mean, thanks to you, up there, you've put all the dwarves out of work.
You are?
You've put all the dwarves out of work.
Dwarves?
Oh, dwarves. They work in mines, don't they? Diamond.
My uncle used to work in a mine.
Who did?
My uncle.
What's his name? Sneezy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's Sleepy, actually.
It's what?
It's Sleepy, actually. You have a very strange sense of humour, do you know?
Why do I? I'm not being funny. I'm telling you about. It's true. That is true. Am I right? Have you ever seen Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah.
Where did they work?
Down the line.
That's right. So I don't make this up, Louise. This is fact.
You're still a very strange person.
That's as maybe. I'm not necessarily going to dispute that I'm a very strange person, Louise. That's true. But at least I'm not a thief, am I? I haven't technically found...
It's not, Nicky. You'd do the same.
I wouldn't do the same.
You would. You're saying that now, but I bet you would.
I wouldn't.
I bet you would.
Well, sorry, it was just... Where was it lying? Someone's pocket.
It was on the street.
It was just lying on the street.
No one was there. No one was around.
No one?
Apart from the cars that were going past.
So you...
maybe the crazy money man was around throwing money around. I don't know.
Well, I think it's, I was talking about, as I am, talking about burglaries and opening window, left windows open and people stealing stuff, and there you are, Louise, admitting it already.
Well, you'd do the same.
Wait there. Here comes Jeremy the Travel.
M25, clockwise ever so busy from junction 27.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
How is your, I haven't seen you since, last Friday.
You haven't called?
I have called, but let's be honest, you've changed your number. Because of the slightly erotic texts I sent you. Let's be honest. You might as well put tards on the table now and tell everyone that that's what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Apart from, there's an embarrassing rumour going around.
Is there?
Yeah, have you not heard? Well, well, obviously you've...
I haven't heard a thing, no. What?
That
what's
I'm
embarrassing
stalking you.
That you're stalking me?
But the real thing is, it's the other way round.
Well...
And no one seems to believe you. I don't know why.
Really? But so where's this rumour come from then?
Well, because I came up earlier, said to you, would you like me to draw you a picture?
Oh, you didn't say that to me.
No,
did you,
I know. Well, no, I went up with the, you know, the understanding that you were going to be sat there at your desk.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, hello.
I was simply late.
Have you had a nice weekend?
Yes.
And I said, yeah, it was all right, thanks. Yeah, and I said, do we do drawings today or is that last week?
Yes.
And you would have gone, bit last week, Joanne.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But you weren't there, so everyone was like saying, we know why you've come up here. You've come to flirt with John. And I'm like, no, I just wanted to ask him a very simple question. Then Johnny, who's pressing buttons this afternoon...
I can see him now.
...got under the pretense of messaging me on the little chat thing, pretending it was you.
He did not.
But the funny thing was he spelt your name wrong... So I immediately knew it wasn't you.
What did he write in this? I'm staring at him now.
Hello, Joanne.
Yeah.
It's John Holmes. I think you're lovely. Do you want to go out on a date?
Oi, Johnny!
Do you want to snog me? Yeah.
How old am I? 12?
And I said, you are not John Holmes because he doesn't spell his name like that. And then he carried it on by saying, I know how to spell my own name.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny,
yeah.
What have you got to save yourself? You can't go around impersonating.
No,
you're as bad as a criminal as Louise from Barnsley. Steals tenors. You go around impersonating people.
I didn't say that. I said, do you want me to draw you a picture?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Yeah. You said, will you go out with me? I really fancy you.
No, I didn't. She's making it up.
Do you want to? I've got the evidence, Johnny.
There you go. Damn. See, now you've been caught literally red-handed.
You're a rubbish matchmaker.
Although while you're there, John, you know, what about it?
Well, I thought you might have texted me over the weekend, but you didn't.
Yeah, that's because I haven't got your number.
You said you were going to look it up. It's not that difficult.
I'll give it to you, John.
Can you give it? Johnny's going to give me the number.
Why has Johnny got my number?
He's got it tattooed on his... Oh, no. Oh, no, that's just a scar. Sorry, my mistake. Joanne?
Hello. I'm so embarrassed.
It's frightening.
I often pretend I'm embarrassed just for comedy moments.
But now you actually are.
But I am actually really embarrassed about this whole situation. So I do apologise. I really am not stalking you.
Well, stalk away. And while we're on the subject, I think as your listeners won't know that you're not in the room at the moment, because you're in your little cupboard somewhere.
Yeah, I'm in my cupboard.
In your CTU-style data area.
With my satellite data.
So, but if you want to come up for the travel at 2:15...
Oh, bless you,
then
I might
why
do.
Don't you come up here?
Because I've got some nice blue shoes on today.
Slip into something more comfortable.
Yeah, I will do.
Okay. And while we're on that subject, we're going to slip into an advert.
Okay.
How long does... I am John Holmes, 08709090973. And if you, maybe you want to register to play today's Yes, No game. I'll give you the details later. But if you want to play, there are prizes. Then 08709090973. Already a text from Alex in Ashted saying, John, is the answer to the Yes and No game? Yes. That's... Don't be ridiculous, Alex. That's a stupid idea, isn't it? Because I haven't even told you the rules yet. So how do you know? Anyway, if you want to play, 08709090973. Louise, are you still there? Are they on the telephone? I don't know whether you'll have stolen the telephone by now.
It's my phone, so I can't see it.
Yeah, but was it your phone in the first place?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
I'm not a chav.
You're not a chav?
No.
Sound like a chav.
Oh,
my God.
You always find some way of winding me up. Not like Ian. Ian's lovely.
Is he?
Yeah.
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 Well, I couldn't be the same, could I, with you? That'd be ridiculous. You wouldn't get any yin and yang. You wouldn't get a frisson, Louise. Are you saying Ian would agree with you nicking £10 off the street?
I did pinch it. I found it. And no one was around, so it was no one.
I've got an email here for you, Louise.
Well,
this is from Kieran.
And
he says, hi, John, can you ask Louise out on a date for me?
Oh, bless you.
Aw. Slightly patronising, Louise. Are you with a gentleman friend?
No, I'm not.
Are you lesbian?
No.
Nothing wrong with it, I'm just asking.
No, I'm not saying there is.
I'm just saying, just asking. So you're not with a gentleman friend?
No.
No? What about Kieran, then?
What does it look like?
Well, he's got a MySpace page, if you want to go and have a look at him.
Oh, dear. I shouldn't be starting out my love life like this anyway. I should start out myself.
Sorry again, no one can understand that. What?
I said I should be starting out my love life myself. I shouldn't be starting it out.
Well, you should be, yeah. Mark's there. Mark as well. Home, Mark in Dagenham.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
The stalker. I should call you John the Stalker now.
I know. I don't know what. It's a bit unfair, I think. Yeah. Well, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine. It's just too hot. I'm in my van again. I'm sweltering up.
Good man. What's in your van today?
Clamps. Wheel clamps.
Wheel clamps. Haven't they been outlawed as of today?
No.
Sure,
no,
I thought that was in the news, sir. I thought no
I'm
more wheel clamps.
I'm a bailiff. I told you last week.
You are a bailiff. I know.
I know.
What are you going to do when clamps are outlawed?
Well, just take the cars. What muck about?
Have you taken anyone's car today?
No, not today. No, no, no.
Still not allowed to beat anyone?
No, I'm not. No, well, I can't if I want to.
Yeah, obviously.
No, I don't beat people up.
No. I think we established that.
No, I want to tell you a little story.
Please tell me.
I'll tell you, I years ago, I just picked up, I had about £3,500 in the car.
Yeah.
I picked up from a bloke. So anyway, I ended up going down the pub. It was a lovely day like this, and I ended up staying in the pub. From about 5 o'clock onwards, it got to about 11 o'clock, and I was well battered, and went home.
Yeah.
When I come back to the car next morning, all my car was open, and I forgot to lock it.
Oh.
That was a big, oh.
Oh.
And lucky enough, the money was still in it.
Still in it?
Yeah, still in it, mate.
Where did you leave, whereabouts was it? Where did you leave it?
In the visor.
No, not the money, the car. Where did you leave the car?
In the pub car park.
Yeah, what pub where?
I can't tell you that.
All right, what area? Just tell me an area.
Romford,
right. So people in Romford, try and break in your car.
No, it won't, it don't happen like that anymore, because I've got safety in the house now, and everything goes in me safe.
Oh, yeah, but what I was saying, when it happened. But they're so stupid, they didn't even find the money.
Well, I know, that's what makes me laugh. No, the car was open, no, I left my car open.
But they got, someone went in it. Oh, did they not even go in it?
No, I left the car open that night. I went home, got a cab home, come back the next day, and the car left. Oh my God, I left the car open. And the money was still in it.
When I did get burgled once, when I was a student, and it's my own stupid fault, because I left the keys, I lived it like in a house of students, you know, that's five or six of us, and I left the keys in the front door. Came home.
Well, you would do it, because you'd probably come and batten and stuff.
That's exactly what I am. So I came home, and I left the keys in the door, you know, collapsed in bed, woke up the next morning, went downstairs, thought, something's a bit odd down there. It all looks a bit unusual. And of course, someone had just opened the door, nicked, gone, luckily none of my stuff was downstairs, it was all in my room.
Yeah.
But they'd nicked, you know, someone else's video, the telly, someone else's, gone and nicked someone else's bag. You know, nothing of mine. And and we called the police, obviously, said, you know, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And they came round and they said, well, how did it happen? I said, well, you know, I left my keys in the door, and my car keys were on the thing as well. My car was parked outside at the time.
Nah.
Yeah. Parked outside at the time.
Yeah.
And I said, but they didn't steal my car. They went through my car.
Yeah.
Right? And this was a long time, this was a while ago. So it was like, I had a cassette machine in it, you know, and stuff. They went through my car and didn't take the car. And I said to the policeman, seriously, why have they gone through the car and robbed the house, but they didn't just load the car and drive it away? And he went, mate. He went, mate, it's a bloody Fiat Uno.
Do you want to call the Fiat Unos?
No.
You've only got one wiper.
That is true. It did have one wiper as well, actually.
That's right, yeah, they got one wiper. That's what they call
is that why they're called that? That can't be true, surely.
Say hello to someone. Who's my sister?
Hello.
Hello. Are you a bailiff as well?
LBC, hello, no, I'm not.
What do you do?
I'm not. I don't do anything.
Nothing at all?
I'm a lady of leisure.
Are you, what, a prostitute?
Prostitute?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a prostitute.
No, I'm just asking.
What is this?
Nothing, I think you've got the wrong number. Sorry, you've got the wrong number. You've absolutely got the wrong number. Goodbye, you've got the wrong number. Hello, pizzas.
Discover some of the funniest new stuff.
090973 is the number if you want to talk burglary. Have you ever twatted a burglar in the face in your house, or even caught one, or know someone who has? Have you ever been robbed? Like me and my stupid car that was too rubbish to be stolen. Give us a call, 08709090973. John, 3.5 hours is 210 minutes, you muppet. Yes, you're absolutely right. Thanks for calling me a muppet. In the same way that, you know, Steve Wright might. This is LBC 97.3. Yes? Oh, right. Yes, 08709090973 is the number if you want to call. Don't forget, we do have today's Yes and No competition. If you want to register to play for that, I will give the details later. But there are prizes. We'll also be playing a mystery voice quiz. But today, it's a mystery LBC presenter. That's right, he's a mystery LBC presenter. We'll be giving you details of that later as well. Also, I've been giving you an update of London's churches, of course, as soon as that information comes in. And we are looking for Pete John. If anyone broke into my flat, we're talking burglary, for some reason. If anyone broke into my flat, they would be putting things in instead of taking things out, as I don't have anything worth nicking. That's from Phil in Hackney. John, Joanne from Travel once gave Ian a nice head and neck massage. I think it's your turn today, you lucky man. You ask her on the next travel break. That's from Vic in sunny Swindon. John, I just bashed my elbow really hard. Ouch. That's from Sam in Barbican. I've no idea what that's got to do with at all. Terry, hello.
John, hi. I've got to be quick. I'm just waiting for a client to come back.
A client? Are you a prostitute?
No. Oh. I just thought I've been trying to get on for 2 days and had opinions for many topics from obviously many of the presenters.
Yes.
And what I'd like to do is I feel pregnant with opinions. And I just need to get them out. And then I can go on with the life. So if I can, it's to do them in reverse order.
Yeah.
You may or may not have listened to the shows, but the travel, I couldn't get through to the travel thing. There was a car broken down in Edgware Road.
Yeah.
And it was causing
a travel incident.
Yeah, so that's the first thing. The second thing was that James today was talking about the statistics about women's boobs getting bigger.
Right, he would do that, James, yeah.
Yeah, he seems fixated on that. So what I did is, because I was driving from East London right over to Surrey, right through the centre of London, and I sort of did a blind survey, and in most cases he was right, 30% women, bigger boobs. But as I got to Brixton, it sort of went 60% of the women had bigger breasts.
Than what?
Than
cars?
Well, no, 60% out of the total surveyed.
How many was surveyed?
Well, I did them out of 10, so, because it was easy, and I was driving, so 30 mile an hour counting, you know what I mean? It was a difficult survey, but I sort of endured through it. When I got to Surrey, it was like 1%, 1 in 10.
Yeah.
So that was what I would have said to James. Earlier, Nick was talking about the Muslim woman, I think, that her parents, family wanted to come home from hospital.
Yeah.
And look after her there, and it was going to cost twice as much. I think it was about $300,000. And I thought, no, they were being a bit selfish. Let somebody else have the extra money and let them be cared for. James also yesterday talked about passports and that you couldn't get them in 4 hours.
Yeah.
My wife actually did get them 2 passports in 4 hours on 2 different occasions, and that was it.
Topics
done. I feel better now for that.
Because now I like that you've stored up your topics.
Well, the thing is, I had nothing to do with them. They, you know, who could I have talked to them about? And because I would have actually explained the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm glad. That's an interesting. I think more people should do that, Terry. If I'm honest, because it's like if there was a topic drought at LBC for any reason, then what we could do is call on people like you who've sort of done the equivalent of putting rainwater in a rain butt, and you've stored topics up, which are technically, if you like, watering the program with later.
Exactly. So
you've watered my topic-free drought of a programme with topics you've saved up from other programmes. Recycling, as you say.
Which is good, because it's like a snapshot for all the listeners that didn't actually listen, which is why I gave the presenters names, and they said, all right, they cover interesting topics, which may, in actual fact, bring in more listeners to the station.
Well, you know, you're doing everyone a very good service there, Terry.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add to my topic of being burgled?
Let me think.
Have you ever been burgled?
No, I've actually caught someone stealing a car.
That's good. Tell us more.
And well, what I did, they were actually in the car. I was decorating the living room.
Yeah, your living room.
My living room. Yeah. And I was sort of painting above the window and had a good view of the driveway. And I saw someone in the car with a screwdriver levering radio out.
Yeah.
And what I did was I went, I'd called the police and I went and I held the door so they couldn't get out.
That's good.
And he said to me, I know where you live. And I said, well, that's good, so do I. And they came and took him away.
Right. Did he know where you live, though?
Because well, he obviously did, yeah, because yeah. I knew his face, but, you know, he didn't do anything.
No.
But also, I've got a Citroen that have the wheels, the spare wheels stored under the car.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And I came out early one morning and saw someone under the car with a screwdriver trying to lever the wheel out. And this was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have some sort of connection to screwdrivers or something?
This is no, weird. No, but, you know. And I said, well, what are you doing down there? And he said, I'm looking for my football.
Which I've left in your spare tyre, mate.
Which I've left in your spare tyre. So, you know, I sort of asked him to hold my foot for a while on his chest.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
And which he obliged, and I called the police, and again they came and took him away.
What, when the guy was in the car and you were holding the door shut, why didn't he just get out of another door?
Well, I don't know, because he was stupid.
That is pretty obvious to you know, to me.
Well,
even
I would have thought so, but, you know, I could have run around. I could have, you know, and if I needed to, I would have held him. But the good thing was, he was getting so hot, all the windows in the car steamed up.
Ah, like a dog.
Like a dog,
like
yeah.
a dog.
Like the dog
like,
that he was.
Like a summer dog.
But good. It's actually better with you sitting in for Ian,
I think. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Early, a little, you know, a change is as good as a rest.
Well, isn't it? In many ways. Yeah. And it's nice. I'm glad you were able to get all your topics very much off your chest that you've been storing up like a pregnant one.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorted now. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you for that.
Cheers.
Leaving me covered in your topic afterbirth. Danny in Thornton.
I'm sorted now. Thank you.
Danny, hello. Can you turn your radio down, Danny? Danny.
I'm really on.
Haven't you? Yeah, that must have been Terry then, I do apologise.
I love a topic, really nice, huh?
Can you still get them?
I think you can, yeah, they're lovely. Hazelnuts, yeah, great.
Can you still get... what you should do is you should get a topic, right, and you should get, say, a Mars bar, and a Whisper, and a Cadbury's Dairy Milk, and a Flake, put them in a bag, blindfold someone with a nut allergy, and play Russian Roulette.
Yeah, that's quite a good game, I suppose, Apart from certain death, it's really good.
Yeah, well, apart from that, but, you know, it's a one in six chance, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose,
If you're going to have a nut allergy, then, you know, it's your own fault.
John, I've got some topics as well.
Have you?
Yeah, the first one I was ringing up about was the woman earlier from Barnsley.
Mm.
And you commented and said there's not much money up there, is there?
No, because she's nicked it all off the floor.
Now, the issue with that is quite complex, really, but in actual fact, there is a disproportionate amount of money in Barnsley and in Scotland and in Wales and in the north, because essentially, as we all know, the southeast of England subsidises the rest of the country to quite a large extent financially.
How so?
Well, because the amount of money that's raised in the southeast of England pays for... If you took every part of the country in itself, and they just had to pay for themselves, there'd be some parts of Great Britain in abject poverty.
Well, like Barnsley.
Places up north and in parts of Scotland and Wales, where they'd also be in London, we'd have a very opulent lifestyle. So, you know, to say there's no money up there is partly true, but there'd be even less if we weren't bailing them out every year from the southeast. So... I thought I'd ring up and contribute that.
Well, that's I appreciate your contribution there.
And also, I'd like to say, with regards to burglary, how do we stand with man traps?
Well, you see, I'm not sure about this. I was hoping someone could ring and tell me, because I'm not sure now how the law stands when it regards, you know, to doing away with burglars on your own property. Because in America, as we know, you have the right to bear arms.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to bear arms. I just thought perhaps...
I'd like a pair of bare arms. Imagine that. Imagine if a burglar came in...
Yeah.
But you'd got, instead of your normal arms, you'd got grafted on a pair of bear's arms.
Yeah, but then you just got a quick... He could, like, kick you in the proverbials and you'd still have human genitalia and it would still hurt as bad.
No, because your bare arms would be long enough to get, you know, to get... You could crush him to death. If he went to kick you in the nuts...
If you don't make that first swipe a killer move, then you could be in trouble.
If you what?
If you don't make your first manoeuvre a killer manoeuvre, then you could be asking for trouble later.
Arguably, that is true. Yeah, you'd need to get in there first with your bare arms.
Yeah,
You know, providing you could swipe him away from your still human nuts, which brings us in many ways back to the nut allergy.
Yeah, very, very true.
Then you'd have to hope the burglar had a nut allergy, didn't go for your nuts, and you could swipe him with your bare arms.
Perhaps.
That's all I'm suggesting as an answer to crime.
So, yeah, anyway, back to man traps.
Yeah.
If I rigged a fox trap and a man trap in my back, in the back of my house.
Yes.
Someone got in through the window and trod on a fully sprung bear trap.
Yeah.
Obviously, leaving them in agonising pain and perhaps minus a foot.
Yeah.
And unable to move. Would I be at fault there? Because I've just got a highly sprung machine for, you know, I've not actually, my intent isn't to hurt anyone.
No, it's just to leave it lying around in your house. What's wrong with that? It's your machine, it's your house.
My own property. I happen to have a fully sprung man trap.
Yeah, and you're within your rights to do that.
Somebody's got through the window and trod on it and set it off.
That's their fault.
Is that my fault?
That's their own fault. Danny.
Yeah,
well, let's find out. 08709090973. Perhaps you know different. Perhaps you know you've got a man trap in your house, like Danny. You know, and you're sitting there now with a burglar in it, and you don't know what to do. What is the law? Is what I'm asking. I don't know the law. What are you allowed to do, and what are you not allowed to do? Is it, you know, you're allowed to what, shoot who, anyone now in your house? I don't know. 08709090973. Are we? So Danny. Oh, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. Gone then. Hi, Joanne.
Hello, I'm so embarrassed.
Come up to the studio.
I can hardly even look at you.
Aww.
It's like we've had an affair and now I can't look at you the day after.
Is that what
happens? I'm going to put this piece of paper up here now so I don't actually need your eye line. I'm so embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed? You look very nice today, brother.
Do I?
Yeah.
James O'Brien said I look hot.
You do look hot. Not in the temperature.
Do you like the blue shoes?
Legs, yes I do. Very good.
The blue shoes, John.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see those, but yes I do like them, yeah. They kind of match your dress, which is the same pattern as my auntie's sofa. Brilliant. Travel.
On the M25, good news between junction 27 and 28. That's the M11 to the A12. That accident is now cleared. Traffic's still a little bit slow there, but it is gradually easing. But on the M25 northern stretch, there are still problems into the roadworks at junction 25 for the A10. And so that's very busy in both directions. Now, if you're heading towards the M4 and you're going towards the M25, there was a crash involving a car and a van. It's all on the hard shoulder. If you touch me, I'll sue you. Right, into town on the M4. Just going towards
touching.
The M25. There was a crash. It's now on the hard shoulder, but it's still quite slow. You've touched me. You're dead. Fulham High Street. You know when you talk about people coming into your house, and what would you do?
Yeah.
That's just like, what would you do if a man touched you?
That did feel a bit like a man trap, actually.
Now, the Fulham High Street is closed between New Kings Road and the Fulham Road. That's due to a crash. In Harlesden, there's been an accident on the Manor Park Road at the junction with Harlesden High Street, and very busy out of town on the M1 from the M25 up towards Leeton Airport. Now, if you're heading out onto the Jubilee Line, it's not running between Wembley Park and Stanmore, and there's also delays on the Northern Line. Your next update in 15 minutes. It's LBC 97.3 Travel with Confused.com. When it comes to car insurance, we'll do the legwork for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, all right?
Yes.
Good. How's your lovely husband?
Probably listening.
Is he?
In the solicitors right now.
Yeah. Going, you see, these are my grounds for divorce. There.
All I said,
yes.
Ian Lee, was yesterday, I was driving my little red car, saw him.
The Lego car, or is that your...
No, that's my husband's car. I've got a nice car. Electric window, went down. Ian Lee was like, hello, hello. And he said, I'm not here tomorrow. I said, oh, aren't you? Who's covering? He said, oh, John Holmes. Oh, I said, that's nice. He went, oh, you like him now? You usually complain about him. Because when you were first on, you used to make me do stuff, and I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
And now I'm okay with that, because...
Yeah.
Now I'm okay with it.
Yeah, what do you mean you didn't like it?
Well, when you used to ask me silly travel questions.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I didn't find it mature before, but I've kind of tapped in now to your humour and it's fine.
Oh, okay,
it's
good.
Okay. So I said, oh, that's good.
But you used to play along very well. You used to answer them.
Well, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so Ian Lee went, oh, you like him now? And I said, yeah, he's quite cute. And that's it. And now he thinks I'm your... girlfriend. I was about to say I'm your boyfriend, but that'd be a bit freaky.
That'd be a bit weird, yeah.
Because I am a girl.
Yeah, I'd spotted that.
So yesterday, he was just ranting on about how much you love me and I love you.
That's nice. On the radio, of
course.
Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
Well, it is really sweet, but I am now a very worn, embarrassed girl.
Oh, bless.
Are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like you like me.
Oh, I'm looking at you in a... This is my foxy look. It's my flirty look.
I can't even look at you. Please help.
In a minute.
Oh, God, yeah.
I might get my pink pill out. That's just charming.
Can we go on to serious stuff? I haven't drawn you a picture.
Why
because
not?
Because everyone was impersonating you, and I thought Christian was impersonating you earlier as well.
Are you getting stalked and texted by everyone who's not actually me?
Yes.
I haven't even got your number or address, so it can't possibly be me.
Address? Oh, my God. In the middle of the night. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's you. No, I'm not answering a travel question.
I haven't got a travel question for you today.
That's good. Now, did you want a picture? Because
the thing is, if someone can ask, someone is allowed, of course, as last week, to ask you a travel question.
Right.
And could win your picture as a prize.
Right, I haven't done one yet. What would you like? What did we do last week? A train,
yes,
a car,
yes,
and an aeroplane.
Yeah. What's left? You're the expert.
Double-decker bus.
Let's have a double-decker.
What about a bendy bus? But they're quite long. May not fit on a standard A4 size piece of paper.
You might have to sellotape two A4 bits of paper together and do a double-size bendy bus.
Do we have sellotape at LBC?
I don't know. Use something else that's sticky. Let's have an advert.
Enjoy a great weekend.
Here's the answer to your LBC mystery competition for today, your LBC mystery presenter competition for today. Is the answer James O'Brien? I give that answer because it's a mystery to me how he has any listeners. That's from Robert, who also says, fantastic show, by the way. Thanks, Robert. No, it isn't because, of course, idiot, I haven't launched yet. Have I launched the Mystery Voice LBC mystery presenter competition, which we'll be doing later on, probably at 4 o'clock, along with our other competition, which is Yes or No. We'll be doing that as well. And while John, can we win Joanne's blue shoes, please, Mr. Holmes? No, because she looks quite foxy, if I'm honest. So I think during our next travel bulletin, I want her to, you know, keep them on. John, if you water down your show, it will last longer. I'm assuming that's some more recycling advice. John, there's a large fire north London, east of Wembley. Is that true or is that just a mad text? Who knows? I'm sure we'll find out in either the news or the travel. 08709090973 if you do wish to call. 84850 is the text this afternoon, and email holmes@lbc.co.uk. John, this is coming on an email. John, my flat was burgled many years ago. We are talking of burglary today as well. But I came home and discovered the chap still preparing to take my video and TV away, so I broke a pint glass and ran towards him. He leapt out of my window onto the fire escape and ran off, but he got away with the stuff, and here's the list of what he stole. Chipsticks, salt and vinegar flavour, brackets, I was saving those for lunch, a non-functioning remote control, and some earbuds. If anyone offers you these items on the cheap, this is a message now for everyone, if anyone offers you any of those items on the cheap, please contact the police in Deptford. They're on 0208 297 1212, police in Deptford, 0208 297 1212. If anyone offers you some chipsticks, salt and vinegar flavour, a non-functioning remote control, or some earbuds. Hello on the telephone line 4. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Harps.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm Harps, mate.
Harps?
Yep, that's it.
Stay Sharps.
Yep.
Until the bottom of the glass.
Stay sharp, yeah.
Do you remember that advert?
No, I don't.
It was an advert for Harp Lager. You don't see Harp Lager anymore.
Oh, Harp Lager.
Do you remember that?
You don't, actually, do you?
Where's that gone?
No, I remember when I was at school, actually, and we were in science, and we were reading through this list of beers. I don't know why.
Yeah?
But anyway.
Yeah.
You had Harp written there, and everyone started taking a, you know what, saying, oh, yeah, that's your beer, that is. That's
Harp
your beer.
Lager, that yeah. Is your first name Harps? Because that'd be silly.
Well, that's short, isn't it, man?
For what?
It's quite long, you wouldn't be able to say it.
I wouldn't be allowed to say it.
You won't be able to say it.
Oh, well.
Let's try you, Harpreet is the name.
Harpreet?
Yeah. Oh, that's not
that's bad. Is it? Harpreet? Yeah.
Not bad, yeah.
But Harps is... Harps is
to use Harps.
I like Harps.
Think.
But no, it's weird, isn't it? Why don't you see that anymore? What happened to Harp Lager?
I don't know. Where is it gone?
It's like... can you still get Skull?
You can get Skull. There's a lot of things that are gone these days. Let's try this one with you.
Go on, then.
I don't know if you remember. I've asked a few people, actually. This was a few years ago now. I must have been a young kid. And it was... it's called Tab.
Tab?
Ring any bells?
The drink?
Yeah, there you go.
It was American. What, Tab Clear? You could get it in the States.
Yeah, so you're the only one who's...
I have had it in America.
I remember about
it. It's quite horrible.
It's Coke, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like water cut. It's see-through, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like clear Coke.
It's see-through, yeah.
Yeah. A bit like Joanne's dress in many ways.
How great was it?
How great was it?
Yeah.
Well, it was. I don't think I liked it very much.
Oh, didn't you?
Well, I've had it recently in America. In America, you get this one called Mountain Dew as well.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever had that?
No, I've never been up there. Over there.
You've never been up there?
No, over there. Should I?
Have you not? I can, you know, recommend it. We talked about it a lot last week, actually. Philip.
Oh, right. I've only been listening to you recently, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, and I do like it. Beats off listening to all the other stations. The same old tracks over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does do your nutting.
Well, it does. If you wait there.
Mm.
Hang on. I'm just mad about stuff. 7 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9
What's that then?
Hofmeister lager.
I've not
for great that, lager, follow the bear.
No,
that's how I could do voice. I should do the voiceovers for things.
You should.
For great lager, follow the bear.
Yeah, that's quite good. Actually.
It's not bad, is it?
Get yourself another job.
Yeah, there you go. Lucrative voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
In case any advertisers listening, very reasonable rates. For great lager, follow the bear. So Harps, you probably called for a reason, and we haven't even got there yet.
What's that?
Did you call for any particular reason?
I
or
did,
just,
actually.
Just
that yes or no game. God, I've said it now, haven't I?
The yes or no game?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was going to play it after 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
That's about 3 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Well, I can call back later on.
Well, it's all right. We'll take your number. We'll call you.
Yeah, why not?
Is that all right?
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Good. Well, it's good to talk to you there.
Yeah, you too.
See if you can try, if you've got a spare moment, what do you do, by the way?
I'm looking for a job, actually.
Are you?
Pain in the blimmin' arse.
What about a voiceover?
Why not?
It seems to be easy.
You've what inspired could we, what, me what? Now, listening to you. You've inspired
well,
me.
It's easy.
I can put on a voice.
Okay, well, let's... Harp Lager used to go, Harp, stay sharp to the bottom of the glass, right?
Yeah.
Have a go.
Harp's Lager, stay sharp. To the bottom of the glass, was it?
Yeah, well, no, that's rubbish. It. Back up. Go, do it like this. Right, you ready?
Harp, stay sharp to the bottom.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right. Harp. Just follow me. Harp.
Harp.
Stay sharp.
Stay sharp.
To the bottom of the glass.
To the bottom of the glass.
No, it's rubbish. Jonathan, Jonathan, hello.
Oh, hi, John. Yeah, you're talking about burglary.
I am talking about burglary because I left my window open yesterday, but luckily no one got in it, but it was a foolish mistake because I read a survey that says most people in the summer get burgled when they leave the window open.
Well, the first thing there was this, I inadvertently helped somebody steal a car once. I was dropping a friend off at home, and it was dark, about 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We'd been away on holiday together, and these two blokes got and said, oh, have you got any job leads? I said, yeah, being the good Samaritan. Yeah, of course, I'll help you. I helped them start the car, and the next day I found out they'd stolen it.
That's terrible news.
It is. I didn't know, though. I honestly...
When you say you were being a good Samaritan, though, I thought what you were going to say was that you used jump leads to jump start a person lying at the side of the road, like in the story of the Good Samaritan.
Oh, yeah, I could have done, couldn't I?
So I don't think in the Bible it was a car.
If I had to put the one onto each nipple, I might have jump-started him, wouldn't I?
If you jump-start a person, what you have to do, you have to get one end of the crocodile clip on a nipple, as you say.
Right.
But the other end has to clamp firmly to a testicle on a man, on a man only. And then it creates a current through the body, and that's how you jump-start a person, should you wish to be a good Samaritan, by the side of the road.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you told me that, because I know now for next time. I wish I could do it.
Well, do be careful, because if you do it again next time, you might find, and especially if it's late at night, you might find that it's just some people trying to steal a person.
A person, exactly.
In the same way that they tried to steal a car, Jonathan. So,
exactly.
You know, be vigilant out there, won't you?
Oh, I will, good. But I was so embarrassed, I thought I was doing a good deed.
This is John Holmes on LBC 97.3. Added to the fantastic lineup for Saturday's LBC 97.3's Party in the Park. Main stage from 8 p.m. this Saturday, Nick Ferrari, Anna Rayburn and James O'Brien with special guest Jonathan from the news, who himself will be reading the headlines live on the news stage from 10. Joanne Webb will be in the travel tent reading out tube delays live, and then Gary King's big quiz will be performing a question, and then to close the show there'll be fireworks over Paul Ross. That promises to be a fantastic gig. Don't forget, all profits go to LBC 97.3. That's on Saturday, this Saturday. Gates open at 2:30 and tickets are. So that's LBC 97.3, Party in the Park in Hyde Park on Saturday. Just call Ian Lee when he's back tomorrow afternoon and ask him for more details. Hi, Charles in Streatham. Hello, Charles in Streatham.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
And what are you doing in Streatham today?
I've had to take the day off, because basically got home from work last night, found out I'd been burgled.
Burgled, you see?
Yep.
Did you leave a window open?
No, forced entry.
Forced entry.
Yeah.
That's the worst kind.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Just in Streatham Hill.
Right.
So, basically, living in a sort of Victorian converted flat.
Yep. Ground floor?
No, first and second. First? I went through the main door, which is like the shared...
Yeah.
I suppose shared communal hallway.
Yeah.
Went upstairs, saw that my door was slightly ajar.
Yeah.
Which immediately set off alarm bells.
It's a pity it didn't set off alarm bells, isn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Then, obviously, went in first from my sword being turned over. Literally ransacked.
Yeah.
And then sort of went into the living room and just realised straight away I'd been burgled and some high-value items had been stolen.
What was taken?
Plasma TV.
Plasma TV, yeah.
Laptop. In fact, two laptops, mine and my flatmate's. Digital cameras. One of these portable multimedia centres, you know, MP4, MP3 player.
Oh, yeah.
Stores photos. Two of those as well. So, yeah.
No salt and vinegar chipsticks?
No. Unfortunately.
Someone had stolen earlier. That's bad. I'm sorry about that, Charles. That's terrible, isn't it? So, did you have an alarm? There wasn't an alarm on the flat?
No. I mean, but basically, it's... I've lived there now 4 years. Haven't had any problems at all, but... Yeah. It just seems to me, because my flatmate went on holiday yesterday, that it looks as if we've been watched, because, you know, if someone's coming and take a plasma, they're going to need a van, and basically when the police turned up this morning and interviewed some of the neighbours, someone saw a large white transit van, literally reversed onto the drive, with the back doors, literally in front of the front door.
Neighbours didn't think to do anything about that, obviously.
No,
that'd be
useful,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, do you think then that's okay? I mean, you say the place was ransacked as well.
Yeah.
So do you think, I mean, normally when that happens, often it's, you know, someone looking for a secret map. I'm thinking of the beginning of the film Romancing the Stone.
Yeah, nah. I've got no maps, mate.
No secret maps.
Unfortunately, no.
Not hidden in books.
None that I know of, unless my flatmate's got one.
No.
Perhaps I might have a look myself while he's away.
At the end of the day, though, plasma screen isn't as good as an LCD one, is it? So, yeah, probably did you a favour.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Do you think?
Go on.
I was going to say, how big was the screen?
42.
I think you said, yeah. So that is a van, isn't it? Oh, you're absolutely right. They're not light things.
Definitely a van.
Ah, so annoying. So, insured, I hope?
Yep, insured. But, I mean, you know, it's a pain, but... Not going to get too down about it.
No,
can't do anything about it. Not going to bring it back.
Did it make you? Does it make you slightly nervous about staying in there?
Well, it did last night.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Did you arm yourself?
Not quite, but you know, I was a little bit nervous because, you know, the locks had been broken.
Yeah.
Did call the police, and even went down to the police station and they said, "Sorry, can't get anyone down to you till tomorrow."
I was going
to
say, how long did it take them?
Yeah. So
what are they doing? Busy doing finding people speeding.
Yeah, probably.
That's right, that's satire.
Or changing the film and speed cameras.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
So, they eventually rocked up at 10 this morning. And I've just been waiting all day for the forensic team to come and see if they can get any fingerprints. And, still waiting.
And then they haven't turned up yet?
Nah.
That's like deliveries. They sort of say, well, we can do it between, you know, 9 and...
Yeah,
six.
But the thing is, they don't even say we can do it between, say, 12 and 4, or... Because at least that way I can go and do stuff if I wanted to. Whereas, you know, I've been kind of stuck in all day. Obviously, don't want to leave the flat unattended with the lock. But I've just decided, well, I've got to go out and get some stuff from the bank. So, you know, how I am now.
It's not good, is it?
Not good.
Not
but,
good.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, no one's injured.
Would you, Rob? Would you have injured if you'd have come home and caught them?
Oh yeah.
What would you have done?
Depends how many of them there were, John.
Well, I suppose he does, yeah. But you could have whirled into them like a frenzy.
Yeah, I mean, if I'd come home and I'd seen, for example, the lights on and the door open.
See, you know on films, when you see that hat and you go, not necessarily on Romancing the Stone, or I think it did happen, but you know you go up the corridor and you see your door slightly open where it wasn't before.
Yeah.
At that point in a film is when you get your gun out, isn't it?
Exactly, or a baseball bat, or something from a car.
And then you'd sort of slide the door out with one hand, and one hand the gun like that. And then what you might do, like in the X-Files, is get a torch, balance it on top. So you've got the gun and a torchlight through smoke, which would be in the room.
It's always a very small torchlight, though, isn't it?
It is. It's always a single beam.
Point at a really funny angle, hand up high.
That's exactly right. And what they've also failed to notice, right, is that by putting a torch, it's going to make them a target when they walk through the door, isn't it?
Exactly.
How stupid you have to be. Stupid FBI, stupid Mulder and Scully.
But I was loving the old chat you were having about the pair of bare arms.
That's the thing. It's the right to bear arms. And I think we should all have the right to literally have bare arms that belong to bears and claw burglars to death. That's what I think.
Well, sounds good to me, mate.
You know. Anyway, good luck with all that. Sorting all
that.
It's a terrible, 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 terrible thing to have happened. Not that I'm condoning killing anyone involved. Made that very legally clear. John Holmes, LBC 97.3, gives a call. 0870 90 90 973.
If you could learn the secrets of stock market...
Hello, John.
Hello. I've drawn the bus, but I haven't brought it up to you.
Oh, no, you're not here. You're not in the studio with me this time.
No,
I can't look and touch you.
Perhaps as well. they will talk.
They couldn't anymore. I'm getting texts by the plenty here. Joanne, this is a text to you. Joanne, what with the John boyfriend thing and the muffins, you're really digging a big hole for yourself, apparently. That's from Craig.
It is a good job. In a few weeks, I won't be doing this anymore.
Oh, I'll miss you.
I think you've got me fired from it. I think it's your fault. You know, when they came and told me, Joanne, we want to take you off air and we want to put you in a different job.
So what are you going to be doing?
I'm just working newsy news.
But reading the news?
No. Planning it.
Oh.
I make the news up.
But we'll miss your... Well, you make the travel up.
Exactly. Just go from one to the other. Why not?
We'll miss your voice.
Well, you know.
Well, you're saying that, I might not be here again. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll never be here. We'll both be fine.
I might come and... We could go and start our own radio station together.
I don't think so.
Couldn't we? We could leave together, hand in hand.
In the sunset.
In the sunset, and start our own radio station.
With my dress that looks like your granny's sofa.
Yeah.
You've really made me paranoid now.
It doesn't really look like granny's sofa.
Okay. So that's a
it's
good
more
idea.
Like a curtains.
What could we call it?
The radio station.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're Joanne and I'm John.
Yeah.
So we've got a J and an O in common.
Okay.
So we'd have to call it the Hot FM.
Not a name of an animal.
Oh yeah, good idea. Radio stations named after animals. They do, don't they?
Yeah.
What's it? 96.4, the Eagle.
Yeah.
What's that? What? What? It's not even an eagle. What? There's one called the Bear.
The Bear, and maybe we could call it like Pigeon or something.
The Pigeon, the Stoat.
The Stoat. The Badger. Is there a Badger already?
No, let's have a Badger.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'd have to have a frequency bigger than anyone else's.
Yeah.
What's the highest frequency in London?
I don't know.
107 something?
Maybe.
What's
I'm
heart?
Not good at 106.
Well, we'd have to be higher than that. So we'll be on 1000 FM.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So we'll be the Badger. 1000 FM, the Badger with John and Joanne. How about that?
Well, we'd have to be on all day, though, because no one else would be able
That's
to
That's fine,
join
I could look at you all day. I could easily do that.
I won't ask the other... Yeah, go on. So,
what?
I was just going to say, what about all night? But that would be really...
I'm sure we could find something to do all night, Jan.
I'm digging this hole. This is like the muffins, isn't it? It started out so innocently, and it just got worse and worse and worse and worse.
I think everyone everyone listening who is fairly wants to have a look at your muffins now...
He wasn't looking at them, he was listening to them. That was the problem.
Everyone wants to listen to your muffins.
Anyhow, we've kind of divulged diverted.
Divulged. Uh-huh. A bit of a Freudian slip there.
What do you need to ask me?
I'll ask you that next time. But if you bring up... If you finish the drawing of the bus...
Yeah,
the
I'll
bus,
run it up now. Let me just do this,
then
we'll, this?
We'll give that away as a prize for someone to ask you a travel question.
Okay, I'll run up now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Real listeners talk about
0870 90 90 973 if you want to call us. Mike, hello. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Can you just hang on a moment? I've got to do a live read.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks very much. Just give me a second. Where is it? Water Week, Steve Allen pre-promote. Time of live read, 16:15, Wednesday the 12th. Prize, £500 a day of home base vouchers. When? All next week with Steve Allen, weekday mornings from 5. All you've got to do, Mike, is answer Steve's water-related questions to win £500 a day of home-based vouchers. It's Water Week, where apparently we want you, the listeners, to think about how you can be more water-efficient in your home. Loads of tips telling exactly how you can save more water by making the smallest of changes. That's with Thames Water and London's LBC 97.3. Additional info, Water Week starts on Monday the 17th of July, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, and there's more chances to win with James O'Brien, Anna Rayburn and Paul Ross. Note for producers, these are bullet points. Presenters should talk around the information and not read it as a script. Please make sure all live reads are clipped and placed in the S&P ROT file, clearly labelled water, then put programme name and date. OK, Mike?
Yeah.
I think we can safely say I've done that, don't you?
Yeah.
Remember, all you've got to do is answer Steve's water-related questions to win, Mike. Did you hear it this morning?
No, I didn't. No, I missed it this morning.
That's right, that's because it's all next week. Okay. Do you know what question one is, if you want to ring in and win?
Yeah, OK.
Steve's water-related question, right? I'll give you this in advance. OK, Mike?
Yeah.
Best way to drown a puppy. All you've got to do is ring and tell Steve. So, Mike, hello. Oh, no, hang on. Lovely Joanne's here with that. That's a brilliant picture.
Do you like it?
That's fantastic. I thought it was going to be a bendy bus and two bits of paper.
No, no, it's going to be a double-decker bus. I changed my mind. That's me driving.
You've not got red hair today.
No, no, no. You couldn't find a red pen.
OK.
And that's you sat on the back on your own, looking sad.
Why am I... Is that because you're far away from me at the front?
Yes.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
And you don't have any friends. They're all sat away from you.
That is fairly realistic, actually. It's an orange bus as well.
Yeah. I wanted it to be yellow, New York-y style.
Yeah, but it's orange.
But I couldn't find a yellow marker pen. And I don't think they have four wheels like that either.
You have done four wheels all on the same side of the bus. But, you know, this... look, someone's even texted in here and said, can I be win Joanne's competition by text, asking her what the travel is like by the Magic Roundabout in Swindon?
Oh, God, it's awful there.
So I have to go to town soon, because I'd like to know. It'll be funny, because it's not London. I have a gold frame ready to house her drawing.
Over the fireplace.
And people want your shoes as well.
I only bought them this morning, so they can't have them.
They've given us a soundtrack of love. That's nice, isn't it? So, Mike, we're having a private conversation. Can you not,
I just said to
Johnny... Can you not interrupt?
I just said to Johnny, when we have our first child, he's so not being godfather, because he's so, like, trying to split us up.
Yeah. Terrible. Thank you for fading that out.
I'll see you later, sweet. I've got to go downstairs.
Why? What are you doing?
Intervene.
Travel things.
What travel things? Specifically?
Writing travel for other people.
Okay.
Because they have to read out loud.
Will you be back with more travel later?
At 6:30. 6 minutes, darling. Yeah.
Okay.
6 minutes.
Good.
I'll come up to the other one.
Thank you very much.
I'd hate to interrupt into that.
I know. I'm sorry, Mike. It was, you know, you were a bit party to it there.
No, I thought I'd leave you to it.
Thanks very much, mate. So, anyway, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry to keep you waiting for so long there.
Nah, it's all right. No worries.
That was ridiculous. But she has done us a good picture to give away.
A good picture?
A good picture to give away today. If you've got a travel... Anyone's got a travel question for Joanne, you can text us 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. So, Mike, you're man traps, Mike.
Yeah, about man traps.
Yeah.
The guy who said he had a man trap or would like to put a man trap in his house.
Yes.
And, you know, and perhaps a burglar might accidentally fall into it.
Yeah.
Advice to that guy, just... Don't go there.
Really? Why?
Because it's a premeditated act.
But if you've just got, as he said, just put it simply, it's your house, you can do what you like.
Yeah, but to have a loaded trap in the house.
Yeah.
If you could have the trap, but once you load it, it then becomes a weapon.
And right.
You put it in wait for somebody. It's like,
well,
if you put a baseball bat behind the door and somebody burgles you and you whack them with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That's a premeditated act.
But can't that just be somewhere where you keep your baseball bat for the playing of baseball?
You'd probably have to make a case for why you had the baseball bat in the first place.
Well, playing baseball.
Well, yeah, if you could convince them that you did actually play baseball,
yeah.
You had the bat.
Well,
I mean, if you were ironing and they broke in,
yeah.
And you swiped them with the iron,
yeah.
Then you could probably get away with that because that's not a premeditated act.
Right, so what we should do then, Mike, by that logic... How about this? How about this? Don't leave a man trap by your window.
Yeah.
Leave a plugged-in iron on an ironing board and a shirt next to your window. That way, if anyone breaks in, twat them with the iron.
You could do.
What do you think? Get away with it?
You could do. You could say you were ironing.
Yeah.
Nobody could disprove.
No, who would?
So, there you go.
And also, you could say that the man trap was there, technically, to trap, you know, other things. You know, you'd got mice... You haven't got a mouse. You haven't got a mouse trap to hand the no, wherever you buy mouse traps from, wherever that is, Superdrug. I don't know. Was shut, and so all you had lying around was a man trap, and you'd put it there to catch a mouse. But instead, you'd caught the foot of a tea leaf.
That would be an interesting case, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Are you a lawyer, Mike?
I'd like to read that one. No, I'm not a lawyer. No,
what'd you do?
I'm a carpenter.
You're a carpenter. So yeah. You can make these man traps for people?
I could make the man traps, yeah.
There you go. So
I could certainly make them.
If anyone wants a man trap, Mike is the man to talk to. We can put you in touch with him. So, LBC man traps. They're normal. They kill people, but they've got an LBC sticker on the side.
We can start a new business.
One of the gold 090-90973. You can text us 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. We will, I promise you, very faithfully be launching today's phone-in competition. It's the yes or no competition. We'll be doing that after the news at 4:30. We'll also be doing today's mystery celebrity LBC presenter competition. So many prizes to give away between now and then. And Joanne will be coming back, of course, to do the travel live in the studio with no pants on. On FM. On. Like Sid Barrett, we now head towards the great gig in the sky that is today's phone-in competition. Even though technically it's not a gig, it's a competition. It's not in the sky, it's on the radio. And to be honest, it's not even that great. But no matter, we have, excuse me, an excellent prize for today's winner. We have two internets to give away. The good people at the internet have donated these superb prizes, so today possibly two lucky winners will take home an internet each. 0870 90 90 973, if you want to be in with a chance of winning. So what is the competition today called? Well, it's called simply Yes or No. I give you a list of names and you simply have to work out whether it's a yes or a no, and it's very easy, obviously, because you've got a 50% chance of being right. So if you want to play yes or no, call us on 0870 90 90 973. That's the number to call. And someone who's done just that, I think, is Barry in Watford.
Hello, John.
Hello, Barry.
Hello. I'm not allowed to say yes or no. Is that it?
Are you... why are you talking with the voice of a Dalek?
What do I say?
When?
Yes.
No, you know, we haven't started yet.
No.
We haven't started yet, Barry.
Sure.
No, it's all right. I have to politely ask you about, you know, what you do and where you're from.
Yes.
What you're on, I mean, well, where, you're from Watford, Barry?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And I haven't started the quiz yet, by the way.
No.
No, you don't, I haven't started the quiz yet.
Sorry.
That's,
oh, sorry.
That's all right, I'm just chatting to you now. This is This is just a false chat.
Right.
So what have you been doing today, Barry?
Yes.
No, Barry, we haven't started the quiz.
Sorry. Oh, no.
What have you been doing today, Barry?
Today?
Yes.
I'm in Leicester Square.
What are you doing?
Looking for a film to watch.
And what films have you got your eye on?
Well, there's X-Men.
X-Men.
Last Stand.
Last Stand, yeah.
Friends with Money.
Friends with Mummy?
Mummy's on at the mezzanine.
Is it? Thank you.
Something with Jennifer Anderson.
Yeah, Jennifer Anderson, yeah.
It's called a teen flick.
Right.
It is a teen flick. I can't remember the title.
Doesn't matter, it's rubbish.
And Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Poseidon Adventures.
Yes, the advent. Yes, that. Yeah. Have you picked one yet? Which takes your fancy?
Well, I'll be honest with you, John. I phoned for a bit of advice, but you want to play a sopping game?
No, I'll have to have advice. I'll give you advice.
Should I go and see? There's something called Fanatical About Film on the Odeon.
Yeah, that's an advert.
And that's right. Sorry, it's the.
Yeah.
It's an advert.
I think you should go and ask for it. Are you near the ticket office now?
I am near that, ticket.
Is there a queue?
Yes.
How many people are in the queue?
Two, six, ten.
Why don't you push your way to the front, tell them you're on the radio.
And say, what should we...
And get to the front and ask for one ticket to see Fanatical About Film.
Righty-o.
Just go straight to the front of the queue now.
Righty-o, hold on. Let me just...
Yeah, get right. Who's at the front?
Very difficult.
Just push your way in. Just push your way into the front.
A Chinaman at the front.
A Chinaman?
There's a Chinaman.
That's all right. Don't do anything racist, though.
Let's have a...
Okay. Now, just...
Let's have a...
Just
excuse
say...
me.
Excuse
Could
me.
I have a ticket for Fanatical About Film?
Oh, sorry, I don't know.
No, it's... Thank you.
So, what time does Fanatical About Film start?
No, I've let a man in... Come and ask... No... They don't know. Come and ask about the film.
Ask him how much
for Fanatical About Film? This one. It's on at the...
Oh, dear. Pardon? You living idiot.
What did he say? What did he say?
He gave me the bird.
He gave you a bird?
He gave me the bird.
The bird?
He flipped the bird.
Did he?
Well, I think he did. He look at me like that, you idiot. Becoming ignorant.
Call him a film git.
Film git? Get out.
Do you want to play the quiz? Do you want to play the quiz, Barry?
Yes.
All right, then. You ready? You might win a prize. You might make me feel better.
What do I say?
Well, it's a yes or no game. I'll give you a list of 20 names. You have to tell me yes or no.
Okay.
Okay? Here we go with the music. Okay, number one, Barry, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, my mum, yes or no?
No.
Number two, my dad?
No.
My news agent?
Yes.
My milkman?
Yes.
My next door neighbour, Alison?
No.
Doctor, no.
Yes.
The prog rock band, yes.
Yes.
The Lion King.
No.
The Goat King.
No.
My dad's two goats.
No.
My dad's two lions.
Yes.
My two dads, the sitcom starring Greg Evigan.
No, and yes.
My nana.
Yes.
No, Fred, she died last week. My sister's gerbil, circa 1985.
Definitely no.
Professor Snape.
Yes.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Imran Khan.
Yes.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
No.
Khan cook, won't cook.
No.
Finally, Steve Winwood.
I've nearly had enough of this. This is the end,
This is the last one. Steve Winwood.
Well, is it off of the band?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You can stop the music now. The quiz is over. Kid. Shall I tell you how many you got right, Barry?
Yes, please.
How well do you think you did out of 20?
Not very well, because I only picked up halfway through the gist of it.
Sorry about that.
I'd say 9.
You've got 8.
Is that? That's not bad.
That's not bad, you know? I mean, you're our first contestant today, but you got 8. If no one beats you, you win. You can have an internet.
I've got one already, but my friend Simon would like another.
Yeah, you can do that. If you didn't win, would you want the left or right-handed internet?
You cheeky dad.
Which one do you want?
I'm not silly, it comes in both, does it?
It does come in, you don't have a choice. Yeah, it's up to you.
Right, I'm right-handed, I'll have right.
Right, okay, that could be yours, Barry. If you win, but, you know, stay tuned, we'll see if anyone beats your 8.
Well, I can't stay tuned, because I'm going
You're going to watch a fanatical about film.
Yes.
X-Men and the Last Stand is the same film, Barry.
X-Men and the Last Stand of the same film?
That's right.
Well, that is a con, because that is up twice.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the ticket office, tell them that.
Don't tell the film git.
I will. And nice thanks, to Steve.
And you. Well, I say nice. It was crap. Tony in Islington, hello.
Hello, mate.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm cool, thank
you. Are you slightly mentally ill, like Barry, or are you normal?
No, we've chatted before.
I know we have.
Well, do you think I'm slightly mental?
No, I don't.
Right, then.
Thank you very much.
The reason I rung up initially...
Yes?
I think it was the beginning of last Tuesday.
It would have been Wednesday, probably, will it?
Yeah. Whatever. Was just to say that your show...
Yeah.
Is a lovely interlude to an otherwise... lower class of caller that comes on and wastes everybody's bleeding time. It just drives me up the wall. So I think your show sort of compels me, which would be bleeding difficult under normal circumstances, to want to phone a geezer every time he comes on the radio. Well, I'm obviously going to need some sort of help or Barry's psychologist to come and help me out here. But anyway, having said that...
Yes, Tony.
This Dead or Alive game you're playing...
That was last week, but yeah?
Yeah, let's have another crack at that.
You want to go at this one as well?
Yeah, but listen, when we get to the two goats bit...
Yeah?
Right?
Yeah?
It's only going to be... yes, no.
That's right, because we know what happened to one of them, don't we?
Go on, they're far away.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You want to play yes or no?
Yes, please.
Let's have the music. You need 8 to win, Tony. 8 to win. So, number one, my mum.
Yes.
Number two, my dad.
Yes.
Number three, my news agent.
Yes.
Number four, my milkman.
Yes.
Number five, my next door neighbour, Alison.
No.
Number six, Dr. No.
No.
Number seven, the prog rock band, Yes.
Yes.
Lion King.
Yes.
The Goat King.
No.
My Dad's Two Goats.
Yes, no.
My Dad's Two Lions.
No.
My Two Dads, the sitcom starring Greg Evigan.
Never heard of him. Yes.
My Nana.
No.
My Sister's Gerbil, circa 1985.
Well, no.
Professor Snape.
Yes.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Imran Khan.
Yes.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
Can't cook, won't cook.
Yes.
Finally, Steve Winwood.
No.
That's the end of the quiz. Kill the music.
Kill music.
How many do you think you got?
I think I've probably got, 12.
11.
11.
You've got 11 out of 20, which is pretty good, Tony.
Yeah, but somebody's going to come on there and do another 13.
Not necessarily. That's what happened last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll give it a go. We'll see how many you want to play. If you want to play, 08709090973. We've got two internets to give away. Tony, which would you, if you win, do you want a right or a left-handed internet?
I'm a southpaw. I want left-handed.
A left-handed internet. Right. If you want to play, 08709090973.
Oh, it's too hot. I'll open the window.
Do you want to do your own introduction?
No.
Yeah, go on.
No, because that'd be silly.
Just say it. Go on. Here's Joanne over the travel.
And here's Joanne Webb with the latest travel. Thank you. So if you're heading towards the north of town, there are big problems due to this big fire. Of course, you've heard Jim mention. It's in Colindale. It's on Aerodrome Road, and that road is closed, as are some surrounding routes. It is causing massive delays through the whole area, especially on the A41 and the M1. In fact, there is some ash falling onto the M1 as well, so please do take it nice and easy if you're heading that way. If you can, do try to avoid, as it's causing long delays. In Harleston, Harrow Road is closed both ways between the A219 Scrubs Lane and also the A404 Manor Park Road. Fulham High Street is closed between New Kings Road and Fulham Road due to an accident. And if you're heading towards the M25, there are two lots of problems. Firstly, the roadworks at Junction 25 at the A10 are causing queues. And also, the roadworks at Junction 10 for the A3 are causing hold-ups anti-clockwise. Now, there are patchy queues all the way back to the M4. If you're heading out onto the Underground, the Jubilee line is running with delays. Your next update in 15 minutes, LBC 97.3 travel with Confused.com. When it comes to car insurance, we'll do the legwork for you. I nearly swore then.
I'd do some legwork for you.
Go on, what's my travel question? Weren't we still going to talk about the magic roundabout in Swindon?
Yeah, so a man, Vic in Swindon, it might not be a man, I want to know about the magic roundabout in Swindon situation. Tell Jo if she updates me on the traffic there, I will send, and I win the picture, I will send her a photograph of her picture framed over my fireplace.
Hold on, what does he want to know about the magic, if there's delays there now?
I think so, yeah.
How can he hear us in Swindon if he's in his car?
He might have magic.
I can go and find out, but I doubt there's any problems, because there never is.
There's never any problems.
No, because it's designed in such a way that everyone keeps going round and round and round and round and round.
That's all roundabouts.
No, because there's roundabouts within a roundabout.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that why it's magic?
Yes, because there's loads of little mini roundabouts within it. And if you're not familiar, it's really scary. You literally just close your eyes and go, and hope for the best.
Is that your travel advice?
No, obviously
is that your
not.
Official
no,
travel
no,
can
no.
I quote you on no. saying the best way to no. get... I have got, just actually, somewhere, is there any news on the leaves on the driver at Teddington?
Leaves on the... what?
Any news on those leaves?
The leaves.
On the driver at Teddington.
Well, it's quite a tragic story, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I should go into it, because I haven't had it confirmed yet, but it's quite...
Can you confirm the leaves on the driver thing?
I can, but there's also... Well, I can confirm there are leaves, but it's also a very sad story attached to it.
Is
there? And it's so sad, I don't know if I can retell it.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
And can you stop throwing things at me?
Yeah. No. No, that was just... Did you hear me pour it? I was pouring some water.
Yes, and I tried to ignore it.
I know.
And I was doing my travel with my eyes closed.
That's your glass of wine? And that's mine. I haven't put...
Have you put, like, something dodgy in there?
Rohypnol.
No, that's not funny.
I didn't say it was funny.
I have been Rohypnol'd before, so let's not go down that road.
Suddenly that appears in very bad taste.
It is very bad taste.
Absolutely, that's terrible.
Yeah, but not attacked, thank God.
God, thank God for that. It made me feel quite bad now.
In the what's the word? They tried to do it so they could mug me.
Right.
But luckily, yeah. I was with somebody, and they saved me.
I should hope so. Was it your husband?
No, it was actually a friend.
Uh-huh.
A big, tall, male friend.
Good.
And he saved me.
That's terrible.
I know, it was horrendous.
Was it in London?
Yes, it was.
It's a problem people have to watch out for.
In Central, in the West End. It was a very horrendous thing, and it was so scary. And the next day, all I did was cry.
Oh.
Made me all weepy.
You've brought the whole programme down now.
It's actually gone on to really serious territory, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, there was me, lightheartedly throwing a bottle top at your face, and now it's just gone on to some sort of mugging down... Tony!
Yeah?
Come in and save us. Have you got a travel question for Joanne?
I do indeed. Hi, Joanne, how are you?
Hello, Tony, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you driving at the moment?
I am indeed.
Okay, hope your hand's free.
Naturally.
Good boy.
What?
Do you like the way she says good boy?
Well, it reminded me of how my mother used to say it, so...
Yeah.
I know, I'm so patronising. I really can be such a patronising woman, so please forgive me.
She's quite the disciplinarian, Tony.
Right, what's the difference between a roundabout and a gyratory system?
Mm. Okay.
She just necked the wine! She just necked half a pint of wine!
Sorry. Okay, a roundabout...
Yes.
Is a roundabout. A gyratory is controlled by traffic lights. Like, right, let's take the Hanger Lane gyratory as an example. There are traffic lights on the Hanger Lane gyratory.
Yes.
So, more?
Yes, please, darling. That'd be lovely. Thank you. Hold on a minute, Tony.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I just spilt it all over me.
I'll lick that.
Okay. And so, this is
turning into some sort of...
So the roundabout, just get onto the roundabout and follow normal roundabout rules as in the highway code. And I've got water going down my chin now.
That's not water. I think you should go now.
Tony, I've really got to go because this is getting really nasty.
Okay.
But that's basically the answer.
All right. Thank you.
Could you just say advert?
Advert.
Where else on the radio would...
0870 90 90 973 if you want to play the yes or no phone-in game. Also, we're talking about burglaries, because I left my window open last night, and no one broke in. But that's not the point. The point is that people could have done, and that... What's that?
It's a live read.
Another live read?
And an email.
Well, have I got to read this out?
Yeah. It's a big quiz.
You can do it.
What?
You can do it.
I don't...
No, sorry, you do it. I'm not reading that. If I read the words Gary King out live...
Yeah.
I'm likely to swear, so you better do it.
It's got to be done, though.
Well, you do it.
Here's Tuesday's question. In the film King Kong... hang on, start again.
Is this why you don't usually go this side of the microphone?
Yeah. Here's Tuesday's question.
Yeah, sound a bit more... A bit more up.
Here's Tuesday's question.
That's it, yeah.
In the film, King Kong climbed to the top of which building? If you know the answer, give us a call on 09016-339-973. Leave your name and number on the machine, and who knows, it could be you sending... Hang on, I could be sending you off to a New York... Hang on, this is...
Is that you?
No. This is Gary King's personal live read.
You've brought in Gary King's script.
Yes.
Right.
And who knows that he could be sending you off to New York this autumn for a great weekend flying Max Jet.
Okay.
Hmm.
There you go. It wasn't that difficult, was it?
Well...
It's actually really easy.
It's a little bit awkward.
Yeah. Well, only because you brought in the wrong script.
All right.
Thanks so much, Chris. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I think I was going to talk to Bob in Battersea. Hello.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Whereabouts in Battersea are you this very afternoon?
Near the park.
Near the park? And it's a pleasant day? You're sitting in the park?
No, I'm trying to get through traffic, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a mad one.
Yeah.
Windows open and all that kind of stuff. Not trying to use my air conditioning because it uses up all the petrol.
No, yeah, that's true, isn't it?
It is. You know, people always say, you're tight because you don't use your air conditioning. I said, mate, if you see how much petrol it chills up...
I don't actually know this, because I've got air conditioning in my car. It's not still a Fiat Uno, but, because that wouldn't have one. But why does it use up loads of petrol?
I think it's because it's got some sort of refrigeration unit inside there that sort of, like, instantly freezes the fresh air that goes through it.
But I've got a fridge at home, which is some sort of refrigeration unit, and that doesn't run on petrol.
Yeah, but this is a smaller version, do you know what I mean? You know these compact versions, they use more energy. Plus, as well, you're generating energy by driving your car, because you've got to burn the petrol to create it, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, therefore... It uses a lot of petrol, so... You know, I'll probably put it on when I get near to
But my argument, Bob, would be, you see, if everything in the car is powered by something, which is like, you know, the engine.
Yeah.
Right? And the fact that the alternator's creating electricity to power things in the car.
Yeah.
Including the air conditioning.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
doesn't just using the radio use more petrol?
Because it's not a moving part.
Well, you know, the knob on the front is. Technically, isn't it?
Oh, you're as bad as you, Lee, you know that.
I'm not. I'm just trying to get the bottom of the air conditioning, Bob. I'm just an interesting question.
Oh, man, this is me trying to be serious.
Wait there. I will come back, and I promise you, we will be very serious.
The rare albatross.
That ended a bit abruptly, didn't it? Wasn't it? Play that again.
London's LBC 97.3. John Holmes.
Ended a bit abruptly, Bob, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Wasn't it? I'm just taking this little monster out.
What are you doing?
I'm taking the little one out.
Have you, not while you're still going along?
No. I just picked him up.
All right, how old is he?
Two.
Can we say hello?
Yeah, hold on. Say hello.
Hello. What's your name?
I won't torment you. He's doing one of those ones where he doesn't want to talk.
What's his name?
If I say that, he's going to give it away, because I've actually... My name's a pseudonym.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a pseudonym, because I don't... People know who I am.
Right, fair enough, then. Why don't you give him a pseudonym as well?
Ed.
Screaming Ed, we'll call him.
Ed. Say hello.
Oh.
Say hello. Alright, that's the best you can.
Did you hear us last week? We had live commentary of the tennis from a 1-year-old.
Did you really?
We did, yeah.
Oh, mate, that boy must be really educated.
Oh, it was very good. Actually, he was very, very good. Yeah, right. you missed the treat. Anyway, sorry, you probably rang up something important.
Yeah. I was just responding to what that man was saying. The guy that was talking about being burgled in Streatham. And I really felt for him.
Burgled man, yeah.
I really, really felt for him because it's a horrible thing to go through.
It is.
And I experienced it on two occasions, and on the second occasion, my lottery ticket came up and actually caught the buggers in the place.
What?
I caught them inside.
You caught them? I thought you meant literally your lottery ticket came up.
No.
And your prize was to catch some burglars.
No, I actually caught them.
What did you do?
Well, let's just say a rumble in the jungle ensued.
Yeah.
And there's two of them. And I must have
you live in a jungle?
No. It's a paraphrase.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Rumbling the jungle ensued.
Yeah.
Me against them.
It's colloquialism.
They must have been so scared because I was so mad.
Yeah.
I mean, it just got out of hand.
Yeah.
But the point is that I wanted to make is that that guy was going on about, you know, man traps and all that kind of stuff. I actually got in trouble for it.
Did you?
I actually got in trouble for it, yeah.
You've got 10 seconds to tell us what happened.
Got in trouble.
Yeah.
Police got involved.
Yeah.
Tried to do me for all various different bits and pieces.
Yeah.
In the end, I got off of it, and then that was it.
Good.
And I saw them not long ago in the petrol station.
Yeah, 10 seconds is up now.
On FM.
Of the following churches this afternoon, All Hallows by the Tower, All Hallows on the Wall, All Hallows Staining, Christchurch Greyfriars, St Andrew in Holborn, St Andrew Undershaft, St Anne and St Agnes, St Augustine, Watling Street, St Bartholomew the Great, St Bartholomew the Less, St Botolf without Aldersgate, that's right, coming in. St Bride's, Fleet Street, St Clement Eastcheap, St Dunstan in the East, partly destroyed. St Dunstan in the West, St Edmund, King and Martyr, St Ethelberger in Bishopsgate, St Ethelreda, Ely Place, St Giles, Cripplegate, St Helens, Bishopsgate, St Catherine Cree, St Lawrence Jewry, St Magnus the Martyr, St Margaret Lothbury, St Margaret Patton, St Martin Ludgate, St Mary Abchurch, St Mary Aldermary, St Mary at Hill, St Mary Le Bow, also known as Bow Church, St Mary Moorfield, St Mary Walnuth, St Michael Cornhill, St Michael Paternoster Royal, St Nicholas Cole Abbey, St Paul's Cathedral, of course, St Peter upon Cornhill, St Sepulchre without Newgate, St Stephen Walbrook, and Temple Church, that's the 12th century one. And of course, if there are any changes or additions to that list of churches, we will, of course, let you know before 6 o'clock. You're listening to LBC 97.3, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee, and Lynn is in a hire car. Hello, Lynn.
Hello there, hi.
And from which firm have you hired the car?
Well, no, it's what they gave me from Solus when they're repairing my car, so they just give you
one
of those cars.
What went wrong with your old one?
What went wrong with it? Yeah. Nothing. It was, if it wasn't the 68 bus that decided to swing into the back of my car as he was turning.
I see.
There wasn't anything wrong with it.
You were
He
hit.
Went one way and I was going the other. So.
His fault?
His fault, obviously.
Well, there you go.
It's a bus.
Clearly.
They want bus lanes in the whole road.
How much damage was there?
quite a bit. He took the back of my car out and so it was about 2,000 pounds worth of damage.
Yeah. So, you know, this is odd. I touch wood, which I will do, Lynn.
Go on.
I've not had... The last car crash I had was somebody was... I was at a T-junction. And right. I was stationary, but I was slightly over the line a little bit. Because right. I couldn't see past parked cars.
Right, and they went into...
And it was raining, and a car came speeding down the across, as it were, you know, across the one part of the T. Saw me there, but just slammed their brakes on for no reason. And right. and because it was wet, they hit a van on the other side of the road.
Oh, my God.
And rebounded off the van, as I just sat and watched, into the front of my car, took the front of the car off.
Jesus, was that a write-off? Was it basically?
Well, it wasn't. No, it wasn't a write-off. It was. It had to be. Again, I had a hire car thing for a while, but it was. I have to say, Lynn, it was a frightening moment because I couldn't do anything about it. I was just sitting there.
It's when you see it happening and you can't do anything about it.
In slow motion,
it's going to happen, but you can't move. You can't go anywhere.
But that happens,
and you're just waiting for it.
Years before, I have a Fiat Uno that I leave the keys in near enough, and no one steals it because it's a rubbish car.
That's... Well, I'm driving around in a little Polo at the moment. Of course, it's not brilliant. It's
a little Polo.
A little Polo. Not the one with the hole.
It could be. See what you did there. Very good. Right. So what have you? What's prompted the call, Lynn? Are you, you know?
Well, because I'm in this car.
Yes.
It's tuned in already to 97.3.
Yes.
And I've had the car safe for about 2 months now.
Yeah.
And,
2 months.
I've just been listening to that sort of it all day, and because I usually listen to all the other crap programs, and I just been listening actually and thinking, I quite like the sense of humour on some of them. Some of you can be quite rude at times.
Yeah, that's.
To callers, but that's part of.
They send us on a course to do that, if I'm honest. It's, we turn up very polite, and then what happens is they beat it out. LBC have got, shouldn't be telling this, but anyway, LBC, what they've got is, you've heard of Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
Right, well, LBC have got a far end, a corner, if you like, of the Isle of Sheppey in Kent.
Really?
Right? And it's cordoned off, a bit like Guantanamo. And we are sent there where our politeness is beaten out of us. We have to wear orange jumpsuits.
Okay.
And we're tortured to make us be rude to people on the end of the Isle of Sheppey.
Well, I can be rude to people. I don't have to go to one of those places. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you should be on here being rude.
Maybe I should be.
Did you say 2 months you've had this hike?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's a bit of a long time.
It is, because, my usual car, I'm not being funny, is like quite an expensive car.
What is it?
It was just one of these Porsche things.
One of these Porsche things?
Just one of these Porsches.
Which Porsche would it be? Is it the poor man's... Porsche, the Boxster, or is it the...
Oh, no, it's the Carrera before, it's the 911. If you want to get a Porsche, get a proper Porsche.
Yeah, of course. But instead, they've given you a... Now, surely, while your car's been... They could give you a like-for-like car.
Yeah, but they didn't, unfortunately.
You got a Polo.
Yes, I've got a Polo. And to be quite honest, you know, it's got a boot. I've discovered a boot. And
after 2 months?
And it is filled up with so much rubbish that I've accumulated.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, because you said when you got the car, it was already tuned to 97.3. I thought you were going to say, and I opened the boot just now,
and there was more
and
rubbish.
There's a body in it. I thought that's what you were going to say.
There won't be soon.
Why? No, what are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it? So, no, they've just had the car because they missed a few bits out that needed doing and you know how slow they are. And I think they just had too many cars to fix. So,
I see.
So I'm going to pick it up tomorrow, apparently.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? So, so you're going to retune that car stereo to LBC
92? I will retune it.
Have you become a convert? Do you like what you hear?
That's it. Well, there you go. Out of something bad came something good, then.
Well, yes, it did in many ways, didn't it? You've made many new friends on the radio. People are listening to you now listen to lovely Lynn. We quite liked her when we thought she had a Polo. We now know she's got a 911. We don't like her much.
We don't like her anymore because
that's probably what people are thinking now. Because they think, oh, there she is, rather too posh for
one of those, too posh.
Yes. Do you normally listen to Radio 4 something?
Sorry?
Normally a Radio 4 person with your 911?
No.
Heart FM?
Heart or Magic or...
Heart FM, of course you are.
Something like that,
Of course you are.
I don't know how to work the bloody thing, so tune it in. So I'll have to get someone to
to me, Lynn, a 911 screams Toby Anstis.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so did you phone up to play the yes or no game?
I did yes or no. I don't know now.
Well, we've got 1 minute to do it, so we can do it very quickly if you like. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, here's the music.
Okay.
Okay, question number one, my mum. Yes or no?
Yeah, no.
Number two, my dad.
Yes.
My news agent.
No.
My milkman.
Yes.
My next door neighbour, Alison.
Yes.
Doctor, no.
No.
The prog rock band, yes.
Yes.
The Lion King.
No.
The Goat King.
No.
My dad's two goats.
Yes and no.
My dad's two lions.
Yes, yes.
My two dads, the sitcom starring Greg Evigan.
No.
My nana.
No.
My sister's dead. My sister's gerbil, circa 1985.
No.
Professor Snape.
Yes.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Imran Khan.
No.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
Can't cook, won't cook.
No.
Steve Winwood.
Yes.
Okay, kill the music.
That's no.
That's the end. No, she's finished now. The quiz is over.
Oh, is it really?
So before we get your score...
It's probably about two.
We're doing this.
Here's Joanne with the travel.
Now, if you're heading to the north of town, as you've been hearing from Jim... Hello, lovely.
Any news on the broken-down commuter at Victoria?
Dead.
What? What? Surely not. I thought they was just they'd just broken down.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Sorry.
So there's going to be delays now?
No.
Oh. Is that it? Is that all you've got?
You asked me a question. I gave you a simple answer.
I was a bit
God,
shocked.
Men, they're so complicated.
I was a bit shocked by the brevity and aggression behind your answer, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But, you know, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. As long as, you know, we know it is your last day for, you know.
It isn't my last day. I've got a couple more weeks. Don't get me out of the job that quickly.
That's what you think after you've just said that. And then earlier, dragged me into a whole discussion about you getting mugged on Rohypnol, which made me feel really bad.
I didn't get mugged. I just got drugged.
Oh, that's all right,
that
yeah.
That could be a new saying, like, just say no.
People are now texting me going, John, that was an interesting moment. Did your career flash before your eyes? I go, no, but Joanne did. Okay, good. Any news on what caused the fire? I wasn't listening.
No news.
There's still nothing on that?
Well, I would like to say gerbils, but...
Gerbils?
Mm.
We can rub two gerbils together?
No.
Because that's why Richard Gere burnt down.
Stop him.
Okay.
How's people wanting my picture?
Oh, yeah, that's good, actually. I've still got your picture here. Here it is. It's a very nice picture.
Did you keep any of them from last week?
No, I gave them
out. I heard a vicious rumour that you weren't actually sending them out.
Okay, I've got them all. I've got them all, and I'm building a Joanne Webb shrine. You've seen that's it, you've seen through it.
Like that great scene on Alan Partridge.
You can't do anything in this building without people finding out about it.
Nope.
Ridiculous.
Walls have ears.
It's not all they have, because I've been stealing your things. Can we get out of this now, because I'm beginning to feel like a stalker.
You are.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hello, I'm Gary King. Cast your mind back.
Leon, I expect you're wondering what your score was.
Zero, probably.
No, a very respectable 10 out of 20.
10? Oh, that guy in front of me, he got 11.
I'm afraid he did, he's 1 point ahead.
Oh,
you're very close though, Lynn.
I was, wasn't I?
Very close. If you had have won, though...
Try again, won't I?
Well, if you had have won, because obviously you could have won an internet this afternoon, would you have had the left or right-handed internet, just out of interest?
It doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Which would you have preferred?
Either.
Well, you have to pick one or the other.
Eh?
You have to pick one or the other.
Do I? Right, then.
The right-handed internet.
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't win, so it's a moot, point. I hope you get your car back tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I
once had a hire car in, not for an accident, but I actually hired a car once in France.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you're supposed to check them over before you...
Before you take it away, yeah. Which I didn't do either, and I've got
yeah.
a bang in it.
That's the thing. And there was a dent. When I took it back, there was a dent. Luckily, the day I was taking it back, I saw the dent. And I thought, was that me? I don't remember doing that. Although, you know, it was the French... And it possibly headbutted an Italian car. I don't know, but I spent a long time trying to hammer this dent out and figure out. Well, that's it. My deposit's gone. They didn't even notice.
Right, but they didn't even notice.
No, and anyway, I've given a false name on a false passport. So
that's okay.
Didn't really
then.
Matter.
You got your false money.
I hadn't really. But no, I did. They didn't notice. I spent a lot of time worrying about it, and they didn't even.
I'm surprised they didn't actually. Because if that was me, they probably would have written to me saying, "No, now we're going to take that out of your insurance.
Yeah.
You got a big dent in it." I better not say too much then, because they might be listening.
Yeah, you don't say too much.
Checking over my car now.
Well, I hope you get it back tomorrow.
All right, thanks very much.
Sorry, you lost. Hello, Dr. Barnes, I think it says here. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Is that Dr. Barnes in Maidenhead or Dr. Maidenhead in Barnes?
Wow. Both?
Both of those things. An interesting way. What are you a doctor of, sir?
Engineering, actually.
A doctor of engineering.
Hmm.
Well, at least you're a doctor, unlike Dr. Fox. He's neither a doctor nor a fox, and in fact, he's a git. So,
I agree.
Well, good. So, you are a doctor of engineering.
Yeah.
Are you here to help with my air conditioning question?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Let's just recap slightly for people who may have just tuned in. I was trying to understand why air conditioning in a car used up so much petrol.
To be honest with you, it doesn't quite use that much petrol. It's a minute amount. If you can imagine, the way it works, very, very basically, without any techie references, is
yes.
You've got a small compressor, hermetically sealed.
Already you've gone techie?
No, hermetically sealed just means it's totally sealed, and you can't open it, if you like.
Oh, no, I know what that means. It was the all compressor right. part that I...
compressor is the same compressor, exactly. In fact, more or less exactly the same compressor that you'd have at the back of your fridge. So if you now look at
back... All that's down the back of my fridge is some old pot noodle and a dead mouse.
Well, right between the pot noodle and the dead mouse, you'll probably find little black... That actually looks like a black pot, actually, but that's your compressor.
I know it, yeah, I got it. Yeah.
So basically, if you open your bonnet, have a look straight down where the engine compartment is, you'll probably see a little, as I said, a hermetically sealed compressor, and with all those cogs and belts that you've got there, it actually uses that. It doesn't use petrol, as your previous caller was kind of indicating.
Yes.
It just takes a little bit of, if you like, more energy inertia from the engine. So the engine has to work a little bit harder.
So it uses a little bit more fuel.
Exactly. That's all it is. But it is, to be honest with you, it's almost immeasurable.
Right. So he, by sweltering in his car...
He's not
thinking. Thinking he's saving petrol. He's not at all.
No. In fact, if you were... I'll give you the same analogy. If you were to put your, for example, your headlamps on full and your wipers, they would probably use more energy than your little compressor would.
You see, people labour... I'm glad you phoned, sir, because people labour under this misapprehension, don't they, that, oh, air conditioning uses a lot of petrol. We now know that it doesn't.
Well, everything on the car does. As soon as you put something on...
Yes, because it's all powered. Cool.
Exactly. That is required. So engine has to work a little bit harder in order to recharge the battery. It's a cycle. It's normal for a car.
Yeah.
Don't swelter in your heat, for goodness sake. Just put the damn
air conditioning on. That's what it's there for.
Exactly.
That's why you've paid extra.
Exactly.
Unless it comes as standard.
Exactly. The other thing that people don't appreciate is every now and then you've got to switch it on in order for the oil to circulate within the compressor. It's not good to leave it off all the time.
So in that case...
Even in winter.
So in that
for 2 minutes or whatever.
So in that case, it's not only not saving petrol driving around Battersea, also doing damage to the hermetically sealed compressor.
Absolutely right, John. You're a smart lad.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm here, and he's driving around Battersea in a sweltering car.
Exactly.
In that case, well, that's good. That's if you're listening and you're driving around thinking, it's hot, but I'm not air-conditioning today because I need to get home without filling it. Put it on. Negligible. There you go. That's from an actual doctor and not a git like Dr. Fox. Where do you work, anyway?
I actually work for a consultancy. In fact, I design air conditioning machine for a living.
There you see.
Very boring, isn't it?
Well, no, absolutely. Well, yeah, it is. But but at least now we have it from the horse's mouth.
Quite.
That's you.
The stud's mouth, please.
The studs, well, far be me to comment. You'd have to get Joanne from Travel to pass. She's the tarty one round here. I take that back. She isn't.
Lovely speaking to you, John.
Well, lovely speaking to you as well. Thank you, Dr. Barnes in Maidenhead, or Dr. Maidenhead in Barnes. We never really established that. Philip.
Good afternoon, John.
A pleasure to speak to you once again, sir.
You were talking earlier on about radio stations that have got the names of animals or anything else.
Yes, we were.
Well, I've got a list here of some that I culled from America, from the... I have a look at the telephone directory just to see what stations are in the area that I'm travelling in.
Have you got an American telephone directory?
No, Will, I'm on holiday.
Oh, I see.
And these are some of them.
Go on.
The Colt.
The Colt.
K-O-L-T, 107.5.
You wouldn't want to mispronounce that.
The Eagle.
Yep.
The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse?
Yeah, that is what they call one of these Christian radio stations. They play, at prayer meetings.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Jesus does a breakfast show.
Yes. The Fox, 100.3. The Cat, K-A-T. The Mountain.
Yeah.
The Storm.
The Storm, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a good one. The Calf, K-A-F-F.
That's just stupid.
Yeah. Actually, in front of me, John, I've got a double LP... The Tigers.
Yeah.
Kick.
Yeah.
Windy Music.
Windy Music, yeah.
7HO.
Yeah.
2CA.
Yeah.
5DN. 4NK. 4TO. TON.
Right.
They're all, as you probably know, John, the latter ones are all from Australia.
Yes, they tend to name them with initials and not after animals.
Well, what it is, John, in the Western Australia, it's, six. In Western Australia, all the radio stations are six. Like 6IX, 6PR.
On FM. On DA.
Names just announced for LBC 97.3's Party in the Park this Saturday. Wendy Lloyd, Nick Abbott and Bill Buckley will be accepting your calls live on stage on 0870 90 90 973. And then on main stage, Clive Bull, Andy Crane and James Max will read out texts to a backdrop of lasers. That's LBC 97.3's Party in the Park in Hyde Park this Saturday. Gates open at... Philip, hello.
Yes, hello, John.
Sorry to interrupt you with all that.
No problem. I was just going to say that I've got a double LP here of all the call signs from radio stations all over the world.
That's quite a staggering...
It is. It's amazing. And from everywhere, there's Radio Afghanistan, Twin City Radio, Radio Antilles. It's really good.
Can you buy that on HMV, do you think?
No, it's funny. I bought it at a place that's closing down, which is a big second-hand record shop in Croydon.
Right.
And it's amazing what they did have, you know, and everything.
Did you buy other things?
Well, I do. I mainly go for unusual records. I bought a double LP. You've heard of Johnny Carson?
Yeah, of course.
Well, they brought out a double LP of some of his best interviews.
Oh.
And he even had Tonto on there, you know, Kimba Sabi.
Oh, yeah.
And he did an interview with Jay Silverhills, which is...
Jay Silverhills? Yeah. He played Tonto, yeah.
Which is really, really interesting. But I'll tell you what I also got, John. Have you ever heard of a series of records called Cruising, The History of Rock and Roll Radio?
I haven't, no, I'm afraid, no.
There's about 13 records, I believe, in the whole series. And what they are, each LP is a complete radio show from a year, starting way, way back in 1956.
Right.
Going right the way up to about 1968.
Yes.
And each show is from a different city in America.
Yeah.
And the disc jockey has recreated the show with news broadcast, jingles, records, so you're actually listening to a piece of history.
That's very... We should do that for this.
It would be great.
Technically, I suppose that's what a podcast is, isn't it, now?
Well, it's funny, I don't know if you want to hear it. I've got set up...
Have you?
The news from 1962, if you'd like to hear it. It's very quick. It's very short.
Bring it on, Philip.
Okay, here we go.
That's news from 1962.
The Nation and the Texas News Triangle. This is KLIF Hourly News.
United Nations Secretary General Thant says there is no justification for arresting Katanga President Chombe in Elizabethville. Successful stationary test of Titan II intercontinental ballistic missile has been made at Vandenberg Air Force Base. The largest student demonstration to date against Negro James Meredith has been broken up by University of Mississippi campus police. You have just heard Cliff News.
All right, John.
That is, that's a much better way of doing the news.
Yeah, you sort of get into it and go.
If Jim Morrison's listening, he should do the news at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, that particular one comes from KLIF, 1962 in Dallas, and the disc jockey is a guy called Russ the Weird Beard Knight.
Right. Is he still with us?
I don't know. I'd love to find out how many of these presenters on these records are still around. I mean, amazing names. Joe Niagara, Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg.
These so aren't real.
Jumping George Oxford.
Oh, that is.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, my real name isn't John. I mean, I changed my name for...
Oh, what did you change it to, John?
My name's John, obviously John Holmes.
Yes.
Which I thought was a lot more showbiz than my actual... Because my actual real name is Randy Starshagger.
Oh, wow!
So I changed it to John Holmes because I thought that was a bit more showbiz.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, you could have your own radio show with that first.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, on a... What name would you like for your radio station?
Well, we were going to call it 1000 FM The Badger.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, I know their name.
Music, I presume.
The Badger.
Yeah, The Badger.
You know, which I think is quite a nice name.
Who would you have on, you know, of all the, what sort of music would you play on The Badger?
Well, it'll just be, it was just going to be me and Joanne from The Travel, just sort of chilling out for 24 hours a day.
Can I do the breakfast show?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's great.
You've got to bring all your records with you.
Oh, there's no problem.
I'm going to bring Michael in, who's on the M25. I think he knows about air conditioning.
Oh, does he? Oh, wow.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Do you know about air conditioning?
Well, I just felt ashamed of myself like half an hour ago when I had the engineer on the radio.
Yes.
I was feeling so hot on the M25.
Yes.
Air conditioning in my car, and I still wasn't using it because of petrol.
And now you've switched it on?
Yes, I do.
Because you know that it doesn't use petrol.
And it feels beautiful, you know.
See what a service, Michael, the LBC 973 provides. You see how we've helped?
Yeah, and funny enough, I was just thinking, come winter time, we use heater and all those kind of things in the car, and they all consume more petrol as well.
Yeah, well, what you said then, yes. You think this is just awesome entertainment?
Well, it's more than educative as well.
But it's also, as you say, educational as well, isn't it?
I now know
that air conditioning does not use petrol. I'm going to use air conditioning all the time. I'm going to just put it on, even, you know, just all day.
Yeah, that's what I'll do now. There's not me sweating in the car when I got air conditioning.
What's the traffic like on the M25, Michael?
Well, it's looking a bit slow now, getting to junction 25 of the A10.
Yeah, I know.
But prior to that, it was quite good. But, you know, that end of the M25 is always slow.
If you, Michael, if you had your own radio station...
Yeah?
What animal would you name it after?
Oh, a fox.
A fox.
Yeah, that was a good name.
That's a good name for a radio station.
Yes, it is.
What about you, Philip? What do you think you'd choose?
The moose.
The moose.
No, listen to the moose.
No, I like that.
Yes.
That's very good. That's great. Yeah, that's good. The stoat I quite liked.
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're into country music, aren't you, John?
Into what music, sorry?
You're into country music, the stoat.
Sorry, I misheard you. Yeah, no, yeah.
The rabbit.
105, the rabbit.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah, all the best. You know.
Clive Bull could have his own, just called The Bull.
Well, he used to, didn't he? He used to, for a short period, he had a nickname. He was called Man Cow Bull. That's true, that, is it?
Yeah.
I think they still got the jingle somewhere.
I'm sure they have it, a box of jingles. You've probably got them on LP, Philip.
No, I must admit, I haven't got that one, no.
Wouldn't surprise me.
But, I think radio's got, I mean... You know, with all the different types and stations of speciality formats, your other colleague on the other line, what sort of formats does he like listening to?
Michael, what do you hear that?
What do you like listening to on the radio?
I like R&B, just good discussion on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, R&B is a good format.
Yeah.
Something you can listen to and drive at the same time.
Yes. Well, that's just the radio, Michael, isn't it?
Yeah.
Technically, you can listen to that and drive at the same.
Can I share something with you?
What?
Can I share something with you?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's something that happened at my workplace.
Yeah.
I got a couple of colleagues that left their job, but it was the way they left the job that was so hilarious.
Right.
Yeah. How this guy that started working a week ago, he went for lunch yesterday and he never came back.
Never came back?
Yeah. After a week in the job.
What is it? What's wrong with the job?
Well, there's nothing wrong with the job. I guess it was just overwhelmed with how many passwords and login details you have to remember every morning.
Yeah, those logging in passwords are a bit tricky, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, because remembering one thing, but actually, to be honest, Michael, that's not bad. I've got a login somewhere that I do stuff, right? And I forget, I have to ring IT every time I go in, because I can't ever remember what it is. And they go, John, look, we told you this last time, we've got to change it again. So what happens is, I get myself into a circle of failure, because I forget my password, Michael, and then I phone up IT, and they go, well, we told you, the password's, you know, tomato. And I go, oh, I forgot. And then they say, well, we've got to reset it now. And then they reset it, you know, banana. And I go, oh, thanks, banana. So I log in that with banana. Then the next time I go in, I go, an apple? I can't remember. So I phone them up and they go, it's banana, you idiot. And then we've got to change it again. So I've gone through all the food groups now.
So where are you going to go to next? You could start with the cars.
I might start with animals, like the radio stations. I might go badger.
Oh, well, that's a nice one. I'm sure you won't forget that.
Michael, I'm just going to bring Bob in. Hi, Bob on the line. Bob, hello?
Hello.
Hi, Bob. Have you got an air conditioning thing as well?
Well, I don't have air conditioning in the car I'm in.
Right.
But I know for a fact.
Yeah, fact, you say?
Absolute fact.
Yep, go on.
When you put your air conditioning on, you can test this yourself.
Yeah.
It provokes an immediate... extra drain on your engine, and consequently you use more fuel.
Well, that, you see, is not what Dr. Barnes, the air conditioning engineer, told us.
Well, he's wrong.
Are you saying the man who creates and builds air conditioning units for a job is wrong, Bob?
I'm afraid he is, I used to live in a very hot country at one time. I always had air conditioning in the car.
Yep.
And even whether you put the air conditioning on minimum
yes.
or maximum,
yes.
that won't make
itself, so much difference. But if you set all your controls to their minimum setting,
yes,
and then turn the air conditioning on, you will detect an immediate change in the tempo of your engine, and that is as a result of the engine labouring
yep.
to cope with the air conditioning, hence
uses more
using
fuel.
More fuel. So I'm afraid the boffin's wrong there.
So what's happened now is Michael on the M25 has just been listening to you and just gone, bloody hell, and turned it off again.
It's
going to be on, man.
So, Michael, who do you believe? Do you believe Bob, who says it does drain your petrol, or do you believe the doctor of air conditioning, who says it does?
The doctor of air conditioning.
So you're going to leave it on?
It was a bit detailed in the way he explained it, and
yeah.
I believe that.
Okay, so Bob, you've got your own evidence for this.
Well, I'm afraid it's a fact, because, as I say, I drove in a very hot country, and I used to monitor my consumption,
you
and
dull
in the
man.
Winter months without air conditioning, it was better consumption, I know that.
Right, and you wrote this down in some sort of book?
Well, the thing is, because I'm Scottish and a bit of a wad, I used to monitor my petrol purchases and comparing them to mileage.
I got quite bored of this.
In the winter...
Put a thing on. Yeah.
How was Scotland?
Oh, beautiful! And... here's Joanne Webb.
Still got problems in Colindale with this fire.
Listening to me and you getting to know each other a bit better. You know, I'm a friendly person, so are you. Nothing wrong with it.
No, no.
And someone's just said, John, on text, why don't you... I won't read out quite what he said, but let's say he said, sod off. Why don't you sod off to Sleaze FM, you big tosser? It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
That's terrible, but so many people have said nice things about me and you, so I don't think it's an issue.
That's, I'm quite upset by that, you know. I'm kind of trying to be nice to people on the radio.
I wouldn't worry about it. Sad individual, I say.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to go and listen to something else, then go.
But Sleaze FM is a good name, isn't it, for radio stuff?
Instead of Badger FM,
yes.
Should we call it Sleaze?
Sleaze FM.
That would be so cool.
So
imagine the standard of callers we would have.
Oh, yeah.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be probably higher than here.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that... oh, no, I do talk to you again, don't I, in half an hour?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I do.
One more, and then that's it. We're over. basically.
Well, first time he said that, to a man. In all seriousness, how's your husband going to take this? Because we're going to have to tell him.
I don't know. I think he'll be all right about it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know. Been married a while now, and, you know.
Yeah, like we said last time, you know, bit of magic.
One in three end up.
Yeah. How long have you been married, by the way?
2 years in October.
That's not that long.
Oh, it is?
You can't be fed up yet.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a long time, isn't it? Two years?
I suppose it is, actually, yeah.
It's ages. I'm 14 months. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
How old is he again? 70-something, did you say?
Yeah, I only married him for his money.
For his money, yeah.
Why not, eh?
Yeah, right, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Any news on that replacement trolley service?
Dead.
everything's dead, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's death and destruction. I'm sorry, but it is. I can't. I'm not going to lie to you, am I?
No.
You know, it's like when you get home and you see goldfish floating upside down. Why is it floating upside down? Well, it's just sleeping. No, it's dead. Get over it.
Okay, I think you need to go now and have a lie down. Thank you, Joanne, with the travel.
Thanks, love.
70909090973. If you wish to call us, 84850 is the text. Email is homes@lbc.co.uk. Now, have I got to read this out? Yeah. There's not much instruction. It just says read at the top. It's not. All right. You want to read all the words out? Everything that's written on here, just as it's written. I can't hear you. You're not talking to me. Except for what you scribbled out. Okay, here we go. Let's have a drink of water first. Have a giggle and discover the best new comedy talent at the LBC 97.3 FM Comedy Cabaret. 4 Wednesdays of live comedy at the Headliners Comedy Club at the George IV in Chiswick. Don't miss the first LBC 97.3 Comedy Cabaret this Wednesday, tonight. Your host and MC for tonight will be comedian, TV star and regular contributor to Nick Ferrari's breakfast show, Mark Dolan. This week's acts include Joe Romero, a regular contributor to ITV's Late and Live. Never heard of it. Rob Collins, finalist in So You Think You're Funny 2004. Keith Farnan, described by The Examiner. I presume that's a newspaper, not an Examiner, as Ireland's latest comedy star. If it was an Examiner, then obviously Keith Farnan failed his exams. Just messing around in maths. And James Cook, who I think discovered America. Doors open at... Was it Australia? I can't remember. Doors open at 7:30pm. Tickets cost just £5, all of which will be donated to the Cerebral Palsy Charity Scope. For full lineup details to book your tickets in advance for this week's show, visit www.lbc.co.uk/comedy. Tickets will also be available on the door... Is that right? On the... Andy in Waterloo, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, how are you? I'm very well, thank you. Well, and how are you today? Good day, bad day, indifferent day?
Yeah, extremely, extremely busy day. Extremely
what did you do there in Waterloo?
I actually work for a marketing company.
Okay. You haven't got a proper job then?
I haven't got a proper job.
Really, no. What do you market? What have you been marketing today?
I work for a magazine company.
Oh yes.
And yeah, we work for it's called, do you know, Condé Nast?
I do, yeah.
So it's
don't sound surprised that I would know what that is. Don't assume.
Don't
assume by my, you know, just by not knowing me that well, just simply because I'm sitting here, that I might just simply read, you know, Razzle.
Well, I thought that's what it was.
Because I am aware. Does Razzle still exist?
I
don't
know.
Johnny, the engineer's got a copy in there of it. You don't need that anymore. The internet was invented. There. So you market for Condé Nast, do you?
There's a couple of us that work in a team, and when we do some direct marketing, yeah.
I see. And by that you mean what? Phoning people?
A lot of people also assume that we mean that, but actually I don't mean that. we do prepare presentations.
Is it true though that when you did phone up and Chris answered the phone, you've sold him a year subscription to the magazine? That's what he
correct.
Said.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Good work, sir. Well, although he is very gullible.
Yes, I heard.
So you've called to play yes or no game.
That's correct. I'm not quite sure when it starts, so I don't know when to start.
Oh, that's why when the music comes in.
Oh,
There's no trickery about it. Good prize. We've got two internets up for grabs today as a prize.
Two internets. Okay.
So, all you got to do is answer yes or no. You ready to play?
Okay,
here we go. Number one, my mum.
No.
My dad.
No.
My news agent.
Yes.
My milkman.
Yes.
My next door neighbour, Alison.
No.
Doctor No.
No.
The prog rock band, yes.
No.
The Lion King.
No.
The Goat King.
Yes.
My dad's two goats.
Yes.
I might give you a clue there, one of them's dead.
Ah. Still yes.
Okay, my dad's two lions.
No.
My two dads, the sitcom starring Greg Evigan.
No.
He was also in BJ and the Bear. My Nana.
No.
My sister's gerbil, circa 1985.
Yes.
Professor Snape.
Yes.
Genghis Khan.
No.
Imran Khan.
No.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
Khan Cook Won't Cook.
Yes.
And finally, Steve Winwood.
Definitely not.
Okay, we're going to add up your score and be right back.
Masters.
Make travel for you. An army of taxis have risen up in a bid to overthrow their human masters, and as a result, motoring organisations say there's a war on in central Chiswick, where passenger vehicles and their drivers are fighting it out in a frenzy of broken meters, metal and tyres. But Joanne, of course, will have more of that just after 6 o'clock. Andy.
Hello.
You got, I think you might be today's winner.
Really?
Well, so far you got 12.
Wow.
I think that's beating 11. I think someone got 11. I think you've gone into today's lead.
Excellent.
And I don't think we've got time to necessarily play it again, but so you could be the winner. So if you are, would you like a left-handed or right-handed internet?
I'll have a right-handed internet.
Okay, if you stay on the line, Chris will take your details, that'll be on the way to you. Congratulations, that's our winner of the yes or no competition today. Meanwhile, on the telephone very quickly before the news, I've got Steve in Hammersmith and Ray in Reigate. Steve first, hello.
Hello, I'm John. John, air conditioner. What that man's talking about
yep.
is he hears his engine strain when he turns his air conditioning on.
Yeah, because he said it made a noise, yeah.
Yeah, that's just the compressor kicking in. Soon as the compressor starts working, the engine comes back up to speed
yep.
and everything's hunky-dory.
So you're saying it doesn't increase fuel consumption?
No, very minimal.
Okay, Ray in Reigate would disagree with you.
Yeah, okay, mate.
Yep.
It does, well, it's like the fella said, it's very minimal. It does actually increase your fuel consumption.
But very but minimally.
Go back to thinking about, like, if you was on a push bike, yeah? Did you ever have one of them dynamos that went onto the wheel?
I did have one of those dynamos, yeah. Yeah, I broke it quite early on, though, by falling off my bike, by hitting a road sign at the end of my parents' lane.
Did you actually, sort of, when you put it onto the wheel to actually generate the electricity, did you have to pedal a little bit harder?
Of course you did, because it was friction.
Caused your resistance there, wasn't it, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what happens to your engine at the moment as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Causes a bit of resistance, which increases your fuel, yeah? Usage of your fuel, okay? Doesn't matter how much you turn on the air conditioning, whether you turn out high or low, it's the fan that actually increases the chill factor in the car off the evaporator, yeah?
Oh, but yeah, but is it, does it increase fuel consumption?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but
not considerably, but it still does increase fuel consumption,
but
yeah.
Not, I mean, the engineer, Dr. Barnes, said that you wouldn't even notice it, doesn't matter, put it on full, doesn't make any difference particularly. Little bit, but not so you'd notice.
Yeah, well, exactly what he's saying, though. He's still using a little bit, isn't it?
That's true.
It's still extra.
But the man before, the Scottish gentleman, actually kept a log of his own petrol consumption, like some sort of dull...
Well, he would do, because he's Jockanese, isn't he?
He's what?
He's Jockanese.
Yeah, he is. He's Scotch, as I believe they like to
call him. All right, yeah, we call him Jockanese.
Jockanese is good. if a little bit racist.
No, not a little bit.
Okay, a lot. So I think we've established then that it does use a bit of petrol, but not enough for anyone to bother about it.
And the doctor was right, what he said. Like, you have to keep turning it on over the winter period,
yep,
just to lubricate the seals.
There you go.
Your gas will leak out the system.
I think... thank God I was here this afternoon, because we put that one to bed.
All right.
Thank God the world can sleep easy in its bed. Now we know the facts about car air conditioning. Oh, we don't just throw this together. Actually, of course, we very much do. And that will become very apparent after 6 o'clock, because we're going to open the phone lines with no vetting whatsoever. It's half an hour. If you phone 0870 90 90 973, you'll come straight to air. But first, it's the news with Jim. Why is this deranged idiot still on this station? I hope this is his last day. That's from an anonymous. And it's from Joanne Webb, you're right. Just to yin to that yang, there's a nice one here that just says, John, love and kisses, and anything else you want from all the girls on Digital Spy. So that's nice. Because I want to be covered in the slobber of internet geeks. Okay, so, now, this is... We will put people through to... not really. I love everyone on Digital Spy. Simon. Our last screened caller of the day. I had to talk to you. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, we last spoke to you on Friday.
Yep.
When you were taking a young lady...
to the harvester, yes.
To a harvester for a meal in the evening.
Yes.
And how did it go?
It went really well.
Yeah?
Until yesterday.
Well, what happened yesterday?
She decided she doesn't know what she wants and she doesn't want to see me anymore.
Is that because you took her to a harvester, Simon?
No. She's rather enjoyed the harvester evening.
Did she?
She did.
Well, not enough, you know, it's barely a week later.
I know.
So, you know, we were discussing as to whether or not, you know, the harvester was going to get you into her bed area. Did it? Did you have any luck there?
Thank you, no comment there.
No comment?
Yes.
I'll take that. You're still a virgin then, Simon? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're telling us? Did you not have the chicken dippers?
No.
Did you not?
I went for the ribs instead.
Did you go for the ribs? like a serial killer. Did you not, have a couple of visits to her salad cart?
No. She did, though.
Did she? Not at dinner?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. What did you have at the harvester? What you had the ribs?
Sorry?
You had the ribs?
Yes, I had the ribs.
And what did she have?
She had, I think it was the battered prawns.
And she let you pay, did she?
She did.
Yeah, and then she dumped you?
Yes.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
No, it's not.
No. No. Did she sit you down, say it's not me, it's you and all that stuff?
No, it was by text message, actually.
That's just rude.
Exactly.
Although, to be honest, I suppose a harvester does equal being dumped by text message, doesn't it? You can't... Taking her to harvester, Simon, as I said at the time, you can't expect anything better than that, you know.
I think there's a reason why I phoned you. It's just for the abuse, really.
Well, absolutely. I'm trying to help. Well, now we know you're back on the market and single, Simon, that perhaps the girls from Digital Spy will be interested. You're obviously, you know, you don't mind spending money on a woman as long as it's under £20 per two people. with probably a free bottle of Liebfrau Milch.
Or Pinot Grigio.
You don't get Pinot Grigio free in a harvester.
No, you don't.
No.
I phoned you for another reason, actually.
Okay, go on.
I won your younger and older competition on Friday.
Yeah?
And no one took my address for my prize.
Did they not?
No.
Oh, that's Helen's fault. If you stay on the line then now, you can talk to Chris, because you won some Bluetooth, didn't you?
I did.
Did you go for the hard or soft Bluetooth?
It was the man style hard.
The hard Bluetooth, right. Well, so if you stay on the line, Chris will take your address and we'll Bluetooth the Bluetooth to you.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Okay, thank you very much, Simon. I'm sorry you got dumped. Okay, the lines are open now. So just bring the idiots on. Come on, bring them on. Next caller, hello.
Hello?
What are you?
I'm an alien.
What?
Alien.
You're an alien or an Indian?
Alien. An Indian alien.
An Indian alien?
Yes.
That's good. That's a double whammy in many ways, isn't it?
Yes.
And what do you want?
I want to invite you to my corner shop.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Is this a sort of racist impression you're doing? Or...
No.
Good. I'm just saying, I just don't want to, you know, involve myself with that.
I'm from Mumbai.
Okay. And you want to invite me where?
To my corner shop.
Okay. And what's on offer at this corner shop?
Anything you like.
Anything I like?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I accept your invitation. Thank you very much. Well, that was good. Next caller. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes?
I was looking through my local telephone directory, trying to find a suitably qualified practitioner
yep.
who might be able to baptise my duck-billed platypus.
Yes?
When I suddenly thought, this is completely ridiculous!
Right. Can you get rid of this person? Because I hate him. Next caller, please. Yeah, hello? Hello there. Line 5 5. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
Oh, yeah, I just want to let you know, I was watching this awful programme on television the other week. It was called Dead Ringers. I think it's mainly the writing that's the main problem.
It's just poor, isn't it?
What?
It's quite poor, isn't it?
The writing,
The writing's
yeah.
quite average, isn't it?
Also, why is it that why do you think that you're very unpopular?
I didn't know that I was.
Oh, no, you are.
Oh, who with?
The listeners of LBC?
No, not at all. No, I'm getting lots of popular texts in.
And by the anonymous people, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's just two in the big pile of popular texts I've got.
So how do we know they exist?
Well, I read them out.
Yeah, well, how can you prove that?
I can read them out to you now.
Well, I don't care. I've got a text here. It says, I hate John Holmes.
No,
that's
you.
Anonymous.
That's just you texting yourself. You're like some sort of idiot.
Oh, no, I've got text it. I can read them out to you if I want.
No, that doesn't work, does it?
No, it does.
No.
I'm doing what you're doing.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Well, you're not doing what I'm doing, are you? Because what you're doing is wasting your time on the telephone, whereas I'm sitting here in a nice comfy studio with a cup of tea.
I'm not sitting in a nice comfy studio. I've got text in front of me, actually.
Yeah, but you're just sitting at home or something, or probably in a skip.
Yeah,
a skip in a puddle of tramps wee. That's probably where you're sitting.
No,
that's what you
I'm
sound like.
In your wee.
That's what you're sitting in my wee, are you? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Well done. You've obviously won this argument, you big idiot. Next caller, please, because that person scares me. Next one. Next thing. Hello.
I couldn't believe that last caller. How rude was?
How rude was that? But do you know,
he should be slaughtered with scythes and publicly humiliated.
Yeah. Well, he is. At the end of the day, he was sitting in a puddle of my wee and admitted that on the radio.
Exactly.
So you know.
Wait. Where's Andy and David? And when are we going to be able to play the game? What's John standing on?
Well, Andy and David aren't here, as you've probably guessed. But yeah, I'm hoping they'll join me again at some point. They're just, you know, very busy people. I went to Andy's son's first birthday party yesterday, though.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
I remember when you and them two were standing in for Caroline Faraday before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That was brilliant. And you were actually smashing up or twatting Christmas toys.
We did that, yeah. We played annoying singing Christmas toy baseball.
Yeah.
And we had one of those singing thing that sung Jingle Bells or something, brought a baseball bat in, and then as you twatted it across the thing playing baseball. That's what we did. Well remembered, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, well remembered. If I had a prize, I'd send you that for just having a memory. We also ruined the Christmas tree in the corner of the studio.
That's right, you were talking about Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Do you have a memory prize?
I'll just see if I can remember whether I do or not.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Do you run the intro again?
Oh, yeah, and here with the latest
actually,
travel...
Actually, why don't I read the travel and you introduce me?
That'd be really good. It's not really very well, but...
Okay.
Okay. And with the latest travel news, it's John Holmes.
The A41 is closed in both directions from Five Ways Corner to Hendon due to the fire in Colindale. Aerodrome Road is also closed. In Harlesden, Harrow Road closed both ways between the A219 Scrubs Lane and A404 Manor Park Road. Fulham High Street is closed between the New Kings Road and Fulham because there's been a crash. M4 delays heading into town at Junction 6, Slough due to another crash. M25 queues to the roadworks anti-clockwise from the M40 to Junction 10, which is the A3. In Mile End, Burdett Road closed both ways due to an incident, doesn't say what that is, between A11, Mile End Road and Bow Common Lane. Then it just says tubes. And under that it says Circle and District Line is running with delays. Delays on the Midland Main Line and First Connect on their services via Luton. And then there's just some script.
Scroll.
Oh, there's not. Southeastern delays Victoria to Faversham.
Yeah.
That's how I go home.
Oh, dear. There is, honestly.
There was, this morning when I came in, there was a bridge hit a lorry in Strood, all the other way around. And then when it diverted us via Dartford, point failure. Uh-oh. So I was an hour late this morning for the thing I had to be. So how am I going to get home now?
I don't know. You might have to stay over at mine.
Okay. Is your husband home?
He might be on overnight tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that was quite hot in here now. What time did you finish?
Oh, not until 10 o'clock tonight, though. Oh. I've got to do a Clive first.
Do a client?
Do Clive?
Say, I'm not interested anymore, if that's what you do.
I hope Bob's back tonight. Do we know if Bob's back tonight? No, they're just shrugging their shoulders.
I don't know.
No. He's only got a cold. I don't know why he's still off.
Who's in his place?
Who was last night? He's not in today, though, is he? Rob, that's right. I forgot his name. Sorry, Rob. So I don't know, who's, are you doing, Giles?
Do you just want to carry on this conversation?
Oh, sorry, no.
That's fine, no, it's fine, you know.
Sorry.
You're just eating into the caller's time. It's,
I'm ever so sorry, and I am being accused of being, what, an attention-seeking travel tart or something. So I really don't want to be accused of being an attention-seeking, because I really am not. It's
that
keeps dragging me up here.
You're just inviting me to your house for the night.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Oh, thanks. No, you can't.
You can't come. Go away, Johnny.
Yeah, get off.
Okay.
Well, I might, because at the end of the day, I can't get out of London now.
No, seriously.
Could you find out what the delays are?
Yeah, yeah, I'll buzz you.
Thanks.
And you can stay.
Thanks very much. Yeah. That's right. I think we better go to an advert.
Real listeners talk about...
I am him. 08709090973. If you wish to call us, you can go apparently straight through without being screened, much against my better judgment. But hello, hello.
Standard. Evening Standard. Read all about it.
Read all about what?
Stays it friendly.
Read all about what?
Read all about it.
All about what? What? Good. Next one. Hello?
Oh, is that John?
Yes, it is.
Oh, where's Ian today?
Where's Ian today?
Yeah.
Have you not seen the news?
No. Nope.
Did you not see the Standard today?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, no, on the front. Did you not see the front of the Standard earlier?
No.
There's protesters on the top of Admiralty Arch.
Yeah.
Unfurling a banner.
Yeah.
But if you look, the photograph had the banner, but they're also unfurling Ian Lee.
Aye?
Yeah, because you know how tall and lanky he is?
Yeah.
Right, well, they've written a slogan about that's sort of arguing about Tony Blair refitting the Admiralty area in wood.
Yeah.
Endangered wood. And they've written that down Ian Lee and unfurled him off Admiralty Arch, and that's where he is.
Oh, is he back tomorrow?
Yeah, he's back tomorrow.
Hold the show, go, John, all right?
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, all right, cheers, mate.
All right, cheers, mate, bye. Next call, please. Hello? Hello?
Hiya.
Yeah?
Hi, Ian.
Sorry?
Who is this?
Well, I'm sorry, I think you've got the wrong number. Next caller, please. Hello? Hello? Hello there.
Hello, John.
What?
Simon again.
What? Again?
Yeah, I got cut off, but no one took my address again.
You're joking?
No.
Okay, Chris, stay there. Chris will take your address. Next caller, please. Hello? Next, yes, hello?
John?
Hello?
Have you got a time, please?
Have I got what?
Have you got the time?
Yeah, it's 6:21 and 35 seconds now.
Marvellous, thanks very much.
All right, cheers, mate. Next caller, please. Yeah, it's line 1000. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yep.
How you doing, mate?
I'm fine, how are you today?
I'm not bad, actually.
Out of 10, how well would you say you were? Were you 8 well, maybe, or less?
Oh, now I'll say 3 out of 10.
Three out of ten.
I woke up today, I was happy, skipped, sad, and now I'm frustrated.
Why is that?
Traffic.
I've been
driving
traffic
all day, and I've been listening to that woman that gives out the news for the traffic.
Lovely Joanne Webb.
Actually, she sounds kind of sexy. Can you describe what she looks like to me?
Yeah.
From top to bottom?
Yeah. In fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll draw her. Hang on. Ready? That's the, that bit. See that? That's quite good, isn't it? There you go.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Great.
Would you or wouldn't you? Just be honest.
I don't know. It was quite quick, you know, to be drawn. How tall is she? Yeah.
Well, in the shoes she's wearing today, she's about 6'5".
6'5"?
Yeah, but 6 foot of that are heels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just really concerned about the traffic in London. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Okay. Quite boring. Next call, please, because, you know, we haven't got... Hello? Yes, hello?
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm fine. You?
It's Tony. I'm pretty good.
Good.
Question for you.
Question away.
All right. You got Chris there. Is that the same Chris, Agent Chris?
Yeah, it is.
Or is that another Chris?
No, it's the same Chris.
I thought he disappeared.
Yeah, but he has disappeared.
Who fished him out?
But he only comes back when I'm here now.
I thought someone swam into the bottom of the ocean.
No, he's like the man from Atlantis. You ever remember the man from Atlantis?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, man from Atlantis, it was played by Patrick Duffy, who went on to be Bobby Ewing in Dallas. And he had gills in his neck.
Oh.
And Agent Chris has got gills in his neck.
Oh, good on Chris.
And can breathe underwater.
I thought he actually cracked under pressure, you know.
No, that was a... No, he's alive now.
Because he actually disappeared and Ian couldn't get hold of him.
Couldn't he?
No. Kept phoning him,
He was there, he was just ignoring him. He was just ignoring him. Just ignoring him. Just similar to how I'm going to ignore you now. Next caller. Yes, hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, who are you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
I just want to warn you, John.
Warn me, then.
You're treading on dangerous ground with Joanna.
Am I?
She's mine, John.
Is she?
She's mine.
Are you her husband, or are you another stalker?
I'm not such a thing, John.
What?
I'm not anything of the sort, John.
What are you, then? You sound like a pervert.
She knows who I am. Just ask her about the roses, John. She's mine.
Okay.
Is she there?
No, she's not. She's gone. When you say roses, are those the chocolates or the flowers?
What do you think, John? Just stay away, John.
I think you wouldn't even take her to a harvester.
Stay away, John.
Oh, all right. John. Is it you? What?
How are you?
I'm fine, actually, now. Yeah. Slightly frightened of you, but, you know, it's fine.
Not a bad show today.
It was all right, wasn't it?
Been all right. I had to get the threatening behaviour out of the way first, John.
Yeah, well, I like the way you did that first, and now you've sort of been trying to be polite about the whole thing.
I hope you understand, John. It's nothing personal.
I don't take it personally.
I don't like it when men are sniffing around my women.
When they what, around your women?
Sniffing.
Sniffing? Do you know what? I haven't sniffed her, but I might do that.
Don't do that, John, please.
All right.
Don't degrade my woman on live radio.
All right. Well, I won't do it on live radio. I'll do it afterwards. Next caller. Hello? Yes? Weird people? Yeah, hello?
I'm eating another delicious bowl of hairy snowflakes.
Right, you can go away. Next caller, please.
I'm eating another delicious...
Turn your radio down, thank you. Hello?
Hello.
What are you?
Ice cream cone or ice cream lolly?
What's an ice cream lolly? Is that a lolly with ice cream in it?
Oh, no, ice lolly, ice cream.
You said ice cream lolly.
Oh, no, my mistake.
Yeah, you made a mistake.
No,
you made a mistake. You've got to go. Next caller, please. Hello. No room for mistake. You're going to make a mistake. Hello. Yep. No. Next one. Yeah. Ha. Yes, hello.
Hello.
What?
Who's this?
Who are you?
Can you guess?
Yeah, I know you are. You're Vrinda.
Yeah. How did the show go?
Well, weren't you listening?
No.
Why not?
Because I was out.
What were you doing? Better be bloody good at reason.
I don't know. I forgot. I was playing football.
You're out playing football rather than listening to it. You've halved my listening figures, Rindy. It's only you and my parents that listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did it go, though?
Yeah, it was all right, I think. Actually, I had quite a good time today. A lot of nice people phoned in. I had a nice talk with people.
Nice chat.
A bit of flirting with Joanne.
Usually people swear at you, don't they?
People do that, yeah. You're not going to do that, are you?
No, I'm not.
No, actually, not. Be very rude, frankly.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Okay. That was worth it. Hello, next caller. Line.
John.
Hang on, I'm counting the lines.
John, we all know there isn't many lines, only a few.
Hang on. Line two, you're on. Hello?
All right, John.
Yep.
John, what's going on with the radio station? You're a good DJ, man. You're a good
guy. I'm not a DJ.
Or whatever you are, right, whatever your actual job description is.
Yeah.
You're quite good at it, you know.
Thanks.
But I think what we need to do on LBC is have a bit of a rejig. Because Anna Rayburn...
Yeah.
And a few of the other sort of duds need to go.
Right.
You could take one of their slots.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could leave Ian where he is.
Do you think I could do Anna Rayburn's advice programme?
I don't think you could, John, because something tells me that your advice wouldn't be as good.
Do you think?
I think, yeah. I just can't see it myself, man. But LBC's getting a bit funkier, a bit fresher.
Yeah.
The listeners are quite discerning.
They are discerning, yeah.
They're quite bright and intelligent. You wouldn't know the last 20 minutes.
No, you wouldn't. It's right there.
But they are. So I think we need a bit of a revamp, and the listeners are demanding it. We want Ian Lee back, but that doesn't mean we want to see the back of you, John.
Right, where shall I go then?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'd like to see you, perhaps, Clive does the nights. And Clive is old, but he's reasonably cool, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all right, Clive,
Looks like Phil Collins. He's all right, Clive.
All right.
We could have you on maybe, but I don't know, during it midday.
Yeah, all right. I'll put a memo round.
Because you're only up against Danny Baker. You're easily, you're cool.
That's easy. I've sat in for him as well. It's easy.
Yeah, you're creaming me. He's not okay. Good.
Well, thanks for that. Frankly, we've run out of time, but what a lovely way to end. Ian is back tomorrow. I'm John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3.
How was Scotland?
Oh, beautiful!